ശ്രീപാദബ്രഹ്മസപരിഭ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്ര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയ ചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി ഹരശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയമുത്രീല പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ ബ്രഹ്മസപരിഭ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്ര ശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തമണി വൈഷ്ണവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് രാമചാരി ശ്രീ ഹരദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീനിവാസാദി ഗൗരവ ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ഡ രാധാകുണ്ഡ ഗിരിഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരമുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമേത ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഓ പ്രേമാനന്ദി All glories to assembly bodies. All glories to assembly bodies. All glories to assembly bodies. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vedanta Sri 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 ശലാംഗയാ ചക്ഷുന്മീലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോമീഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതം യേന ഭൂതലെ സ്വയം രൂപകദാ മഹ്യം ദദാതി സ്വപദാംബികം വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരു ശ്രീയുതാപദകമലം ശ്രീഗുരും വൈഷ്ണവാംശ്ച ശ്രീരൂപം സാഗ്രജാതം രഘുനാഥാന്വിതം തം സജീവം സാദ്വൈതം സാവധൂതം പരിജനാസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപദാം സഹഗനലളിതാം ശ്രീവിശാഖാന്വിതംശ്ച വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമദേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി ദശാത്യാദേശധാരിണേ നമാ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ പ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമദേ ഭക്തിസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതീതി നാമിനേ വർഷപാനവി ദേവി കൃപാബ്ദയേ കൃഷ്ണസംബന്ധ വിജ്ഞാനം ദായിനേ പ്രഭവേ നമഃ മധുര്യോജ്വല പ്രേമാദ്യ ശ്രീരൂപാനുഗഭക്തിത ശ്രീഗൗരകരുണാശക്തി വിഗ്രഹായ നമോസ്തുതേ നമസ്തേ ഗൗരവാണി ശ്രീ മൂർത്തയേ ദീനധാരിണേ രൂപാനുഗവിരുദ്ധാവ സിദ്ധാന്തദ്വന്ദ്വഹാരിണേ നമോ ഗൗരകിശോരായ വൈരാഗ്യമൂർത്തയേ വിപ്രലംബരസാംഭോദേ ആംബുജായതേ നമഃ നമോ ഭക്തിവിനോദായ സച്ചിദാനന്ദനാമിനേ ഗൗരശക്തിസ്വരൂപായ രൂപാനുഗവരായതേ ഗൗരാവിർഭവഭൂമേസ്ത്വം നിർദ്ദേഷ്ടാ സജ്ജനപ്രിയ വൈഷ്ണവ സർവഭൗമശ്രീ ജഗന്നാഥായ ദേ നമഃ വഞ്ചകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യേവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ നമോ മഹാവദാന്യായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രേമപ്രദായതേ കൃഷ്ണായ കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യ നമ്നേ ഗൗരദ്വിഷേ നമഃ പഞ്ചതത്വാത്മകം കൃഷ്ണം ഭക്തരൂപസ്വരൂപകം ഭക്താവതാരം ഭക്താഖ്യം നമാമി ഭക്തശാക്തിയം ഹേ കൃഷ്ണകരുണാസിന്ധോ ഗന്ധോജഗൽപദേ ഗോപേശ ഗോപികാകാന്ത രാധാകാന്ത നമോസ്തുതേ ജയതാം സുരതൗ ഭംഗോർ മമ മന്ദമതേർഗതി മത്സർവസ്വ പദാംഭോജോ രാധാമദനമോഹനോ ദിവ്യവൃന്ദാരണ്യകൽപദ്രുമാദൌ ശ്രീമന്ദരത്നാകരസിംഹാസനസ്ഥോ ശ്രീശ്രീരാധാശീലഗോവിന്ദലേവോ പ്രഷ്ടാലിഭിഃ സേവ്യമാനോ സ്മരാമി ശ്രീമന്ദ്രാസരസാരംഭി
Vamsi Vadadastidam Karshan Venu Sunir Gopir Obinatha Shri Estunam Taptakanjana Gaurangi Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Parthaya Pradibodhitam Bhagavatam Narayanena Swayam Vyasena Graditam Purana Muninam Madhye Mahabharatam Advaita Amrita Varshini Bhagavatim Ashtadashadhyayinim Ambatva Manasandhadami Bhagavad Gita Bhavadveshini Namostude Vyasa Vishala Buddhe Pullara Vindayata Patra Netra Yena Tvaya Bharata Taila Purna Prajwalido Jnanamaya Pradibam Prapanna Parijadaya Totra Vetraika Parnaye Jnana Mudraya Krishnaya Gidam Pradaduhe Namam Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dugga Gopala Nandana Patho Valsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gitam Pratam Mahat Vasudeva Sudam Devam Hamsachanura Mardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Mande Jagadgurum Vishwadrona Tala Jayadrata Jala Gandhara Neelolpala Shalya Grahavati Krapena Mahani Karnena Velakula Ashwathama Vigarna Khora Magara Duryodhana Vartini Sotirna Khalubanda Vairananadi Kaivartaka Keshavam Parashadyavaja Sarojamamalam Idartha Gandhol Kadam Nanakhyana Kakesaram Harikatha Sambhodhana Bhoditam Logai Sajjana Shalpadaira Haraha Ebhiyamanam Muda Bhuyad Bharata Pangaja Kalimala Pradvamsina Shreyase Mugam Karodi Vajalam Pangum Langhayade Girim Yalkrabhatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marudastvan Vandi Divyaistavair Vedai Sangapadair Kramau Manushadair Gayandiyam Samagaha Dhanavastita Tadgadena Manasa Shandiyam Yogino Yasyandam Vidusura Suraganai Nevaya Tasmai Namam Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda
We stopped yesterday where after a whole night of discussions about Krishna between Uddhava, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi. Early in the morning, Nanda Maharaj realized that it is time to go to bathe in the river. So he asked Uddhava to join him. They together went to the river to bathe. So, that Prime Minister, Krishna's Prime Minister, after bathing in the river, normally
most of the clothes what he wore was Krishna's clothes. What Krishna has thrown away after using it, Rukmini Devi used to give it to Uddhava, and Uddhava used to wear them. So after bathing in the river, Uddhava took one of Krishna's clothes and wore them. And it was prasadam for Uddhava. For Uddhava it was prasadam. So similarly, Uddhava used to keep all the garlands which Krishna has used and given it to, which was discarded. And Uddhava used to take them and keep it with him to remember Krishna all the time. And wore those garlands as well, the vanamala, the forest flowers garlands. So, if you see Uddhava walking at that time from the river back towards Nandamaharaj's home, Bhagavatam is saying, Tam Vikshya Krishna Anucharam Vrajastriyam. If you, Tam Vikshya Krishna, as though Krishna is coming back from the river after bathing. So, that is why in the Bhagavatam you will notice that word, Tam Vikshya Krishna Anucharam Vrajastriyam. He appeared as though Krishna is coming back from the river after bathing, because the dress was Krishna's, the garland like Krishna's, everything together. So, Uddhava is coming back, chanting Krishna's names, and returning back from the river. So, what is the time now? It's just getting bright in the morning. Uddhava has finished bathing and coming back, and gopis have woken up in the morning, and the sun is rising. They have lighted the lamps at home. Those days it was customary to light lamps first. And they lighted the lamps, and certain formalities, lighting the lamps and organizing things at home. So, and gopis were trying to churn the butter. And for that they are arranging everything. And, and after brightening the house with the different lamps, they were engaging in all kinds of household activities. So, you will see there in the 46th chapter. Drishtvarasam shadakaumpham kasyayam idhi chabruven. That is 47th verse. Bhagavat yudhide esuryo nandadvari prajavogasa drishtvarasam shadakaumpham kasyayam idhi vyabruvan. Kasyayam drishtva ratham shadakaumpham kasyayam idhi chabruvan. Even though they have got up and they were organizing things at home, all the time they are keeping an eye at Nandamaraj's house just to make sure, has Krishna come? This is in their mind operating. So, they are always keeping an eye on Nandamaraj's house if Krishna has arrived. And that to us, that is difficult to understand sometimes, because the way the houses were constructed, Ardhachandravat it says in the Bhagavatam, like a moon, half moon. That means everybody could see Nandamaraj's house wherever they are. In such a way the house has been built. Shakadai Ardhachandravat, it says. So, from wherever you look, you can see Nandamaraj's home. That was the way it has been built. And every one of them, all the gopis in the morning, they will look at Nandamaraj's house. Is there any change? Anybody has come? They were curious to know about that. So, has Krishna come? If Krishna had come, there must be some vehicle or chariot there. So, they were keeping an eye. And now they are saying here that, see, drishtva ratham shadakaumpham. A golden chariot was parked in front of Nandamaraj's house. And when they saw that, they were started talking to each other. Somebody has come to see Nandamaharaj in a golden chariot. And we have seen this chariot before. They were talking to each other. At that time, another gopi says, Akrura agada kimva. Has Akrura had come? Next verse, 48, you'll see. Has Akrura had come? Because the same chariot they have seen before, Akrura had come in that chariot. So they are saying there, Akrura agada kimva. Has Akrura had come? And that highly sinful personality, Akrura, has he come? Mahabhavi, they say. has Akrura had come, he said, he must have come. That's why the chariot, because he came in the chariot before. So they were thinking that they knew that it is in this chariot that Akrura had come before. So a gopi, one gopi, in a very humorous tone, humorous means in a joking way, she said, Akrura gada kimba ya kamsasya arthasadhagaha yena nido madhubirim krishna kamala lochana. Then what business Akrura has got here now? He has taken Krishna away anyhow. He has come and he has done his job, what he has to do, that was to take Krishna from us, and he has done that. Why has he come now? So, another gopi says to her, Gopi, do you know why he had come? He has come here for purpose. He had come to take Krishna away. Why does he has taken Krishna away? To kill him, isn't it? To kill Krishna. And so that he can hand it over to Kamsa, so that Kamsa can kill him. Kamsa can kill him. And that didn't happen actually. Instead, Kamsa got killed. Is it not? This gopi is telling to the first gopi. The second gopi is saying to the first gopi that it's possible. What, he has come to take Krishna, but he has taken Krishna away. For his intention was to kill Krishna. But when he got there, Kamsa was going to kill him, but instead Kamsa got killed. So, because Kamsa tried to kill Krishna, and we wanted to kill Krishna, and with that desire he left his body. Therefore he must have become a ghost. The gopi is saying too. So when somebody becomes a ghost, the first people who the ghost will catch hold of is those people who are very dear to him. So what gopis are saying, that because Kamsa died trying to kill Krishna, and he has become a ghost definitely, because he has tried to kill Krishna, he got killed in that process. So that means he has become a ghost. And if he has become a ghost, the first people whom he will like to catch hold of, the ghosts, will be those people who are very dear to Krishna, who has killed Kamsa. So Kamsa will naturally think enemy of Krishna, and also Krishna's people, whoever they are. So therefore, Kamsa used to like Akrura very much. So, so first thing is that ghost of Akrura must have probably went to Akrura. Must have gone to Akrura. And so the astrologers must have told Akrura that you should get hold of some people who are close to Krishna and slaughter them. And in that case, only then this ghost will get released from its ghostly body. And there are people who love Krishna a lot and they live in Vrindavan. So go and get a few of them from there. And that's why he had come. This gopi's analysis of the whole situation. And so bring them here and then cut their throats and offer them. And then Kamsa will get released from the ghostly body. And take the blood from their body and perform tarpanam. Tarpanam means a pidakriya for them. And that will release Kamsa from his ghostly body. Therefore, he had come now to take a few of us with him back to Mathura. So, while the gopis were talking like this, Uddhava arrived there. And Uddhava was hearing all these things, this conversation. Uddhava was hearing. So, you can imagine how Uddhava feels about it. The first conversation with the gopis. Krishna has already warned Uddhava that you got to be careful when you talk to them. And they are very different. They are not normal. And this is the first conversation Uddhava is hearing while he coming back from the river. So, Krishna has already told Uddhava, gopis' devotion is a very special type it is. And you should be very careful when you are dealing with the gopis. So Uddhava thought like this, that what am I supposed to do with these people? They are ordinary people who are selling butter, yogurt, milk and things like that. And they make a living like this. That's their livelihood. What do I have to be careful about them? Uddhava did not understand. Uddhava didn't know when Krishna said that to him. Uddhava couldn't understand that. So Uddhava thought, Uddhava never understood there is a bhakti where it is manifested among the gopis. So when he heard this conversation, Uddhava got a hint of that, what Krishna said. That he understood that they are saying about Akrura that he is a very cruel and sinful person who has come to catch hold of few gopis to take them to Mathura and to cut their throat and offer it to the ghost so that they can get released. But what did Uddhava did? Uddhava acted as though he hasn't heard anything. As though he didn't hear this conversation. So he kept chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He kept chanting the holy name. So when he got very close to the gopis, gopis went close up to the up to him. Went up to him very close. And they are saying to him, the gopis said to him, if you look at the fourth verse in the 47th chapter.
Janimastvam yadupade parshadam samupagadam bartreha prashida pitror bhavan priyachigir shaya.
Bhavan priyachigir shaya. They say to Uddhava, you are a very close friend of Krishna, aren't you? His own very close friend, aren't you? Uddhava says, yes. We have a few things to ask you. Come, they say to Uddhava. We won't talk about it in the street. Come away from here. He said, gopis took him. They took him to a large tree, Bhandiraga tree there. And many of Krishna's pastimes have happened underneath that tree. And underneath the tree, they have built a, around the tree, you have seen how they build with the bricks, sort of place to sit. They told Uddhava, you sit here, they said. And the gopi sat around him. And they says to him, here, you have to see this in two different scenes. Some gopis have gone and brought Uddhava, invited him and brought him there. Other gopis, they did not cooperate with these gopis. They were separate, another group. So one group has brought Uddhava there and they started the conversation with him. Another group who has stayed away from him. Not that deliberately they have done that. They didn't know that Uddhava had come. They didn't know who Uddhava was. So, very close to this tree is the is a place where Radha Devi stayed since Krishna left. Radha Devi used to live in bushes. She has built a small hut-like thing with creepers and plants, everything. And she used to, Nikunjam they call it, she used to live there. Made of creepers and leaves. And she was staying there. Since Krishna left Vrindavanam and went to Mathura, Radha Devi hasn't had a proper life. Govinda, Damodhara, Mathavedi, continuously chanting Krishna's names, and she was staying there. And a few gopis were assisting her, looking after her. And after Krishna had left, Radha Devi had never gone back to her house again. She didn't go back. She stayed in that bush, in that hut what she has built, and she was staying there waiting for Krishna to come back. She couldn't go back to her own house. Practically you could say she was in a samadhi state, Krishna samadhi. It is not even enough to say that, because it's more than, it's an ordinary word to say samadhi, but that among the as far as gopis are concerned, even words like samadhis won't, cannot actually represent the state of consciousness of the gopis. But at least for us to understand, you could only say that they were in a Krishna samadhi, samadhi state, thinking about Krishna. So all of them were sitting there, completely absorbed in the samadhi of Krishna, and they were saying, so sometimes Radha Devi will come to the earthly consciousness. Otherwise she is so absorbed in Krishna, she doesn't know what goes on in this world. But sometimes she will come to this world and come to our earthly conditions, earthly situation, consciousness. And then she will talk about Krishna a few words, and again she will lose her consciousness and go back to her thinking about absorption in Krishna. This was Radha Devi's state of mind. So the sakhis or the assistants of Radha Devi, gopis, they have arranged a proper bed for her to lie, and they were looking after her. But you have to remember, Radha Devi is the queen of the empire of bhakti. In the bhakti kingdom, she is the queen. So Vedavyasa Maharshi and Shugabrahmarshi, none of them have mentioned the name of Radha Devi in the Bhagavatam. The name Radha is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Even in this chapter also, even the Rasa dance also, it's not mentioned. Why they did not say about Radha Devi's name anywhere? Because if Sri Shuka Brahmarshi talks about Radha Devi's name, once he mentions the name of Radha Devi, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi has a problem. He will identify with Radha Devi and he will not be able to speak anymore. That is the nature of Shuka Brahmarshi. You will see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when talking about different devotees, whether it is Uddhava, whether it is Prahlada, or many great personalities like that, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi is speaking in a samadhi state, isn't it? So in the samadhi state while talking, he identifies with that person. For example, like Uddhava or Prahlada or Dhruva, whoever it may be, Kundi Devi or Bhishma. That is the way in samadhi state it happens to Sri Shuka Brahmarshi. And if he talks about Radha Devi and if he mentions the name of Radharani, then they are saying, some acharyas are saying, that for many years he won't be able to open his eyes. He falls into such an ecstasy inside. Because Tanmayibhav means identification with Radharani. So if you have to do that, if this happens to Shuka Brahmarshi, then you can imagine what is the state of consciousness of Radharani. Radha Devi's situation is beyond our imagination. So you can only say all these things to in a few words like this, because these are all anubhavam, isn't it? In the experience level only you can understand these things. Not through words, not through any kind of explanations. It is not possible. Who can understand, who can explain Radha Devi's state of consciousness? Who can explain the Shuka Brahmarshi's state of consciousness? It's not possible. So, these gopis who are close to Radha Devi, they are the another second group who are staying around Radha Devi's Nikunjam, or that the creeper house or whatever way that is, and Uddhava. Radha Devi has not seen Uddhava had come, and Radha Devi doesn't know what is going on with the other group of gopis, what they were doing. And not that she didn't want to know, but she couldn't come out of that house and look for anybody. She was not in a state, proper state. So gopis asked Uddhava like this. Uddhava, Krishna's parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, they are very old now. They are getting very old. They are here. So Krishna had sent you here to pacify them, has he? This was the first question they asked Uddhava. Uddhava says, not really, but he has also told me to console all of you as well. Uddhava did not want to say that I was only sent for pacifying Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. That's there, but I also been told to come and talk to all of you. And so Gopi said to him straight away, I don't think that's true. This is your words, because you are that intelligent prime minister, aren't you? They say to him, you are Krishna's, the intelligent prime minister. So you have added this to the truth. That means you have come to talk to us. Actually, you haven't. They want to hurt Uddhava and to make Krishna know that what they feel about it. So, are you adding all these things to what the message actually is? actually, there is no need for Krishna to come to Vrindavanam. And if he does remember somebody here, I don't think he remembers us, definitely not. Not only that, except his father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, I don't think there is anybody else here whom Krishna wants to remember. Yes, there was one time he used to remember, but that was only for his own selfish reasons he remembered them. His business is over now. Then after the business is over, what attachment? He says, Uddhava. And then gopis gave a few examples to Uddhava. When the mango tree is full of mangoes, children will go and stand underneath the mango tree, thinking when the mangoes will fall, when the ripe mangoes will come down. Once all the mangoes are fallen from the tree, and the tree has no fruits anymore, you won't find any more children there, would you? That was one logic gopis are saying to Uddhava. Second one, when there is prasadam distribution in the prasadam hall for the people, then all the people who are passing through that way, they'll come there and they'll come and find a place to sit and they will have their meal. But if there is no prasadam distribution going on, there is nowhere prasadam is served, who will come to the prasadam hall? Who will come to the prasadam hall? Gopis are asking. Second question. Then third one, he says, brahmacharis and disciples goes to the spiritual master to learn things. Till the education is over, they will stay with the spiritual master or the teacher. When the education is finished, then do they think about the spiritual master? They go. Their business is over. Isn't it? They'll go their own way. In this way, so many examples they presented to Uddhava and told him, Krishna's loving relationship with us is in the same way. Nothing is permanent. He stayed here and he has shown his affection, attachment to us when he was here. Now that he has gone to Mathura, what does he care for us? Why should we bother about him? And after saying that, they were saying many words what Krishna has used while speaking to the gopis and different activities what Krishna has performed and various things what they have done to please gopis there. And apart from that, more than anything else, the separation that they were experiencing now in the absence of Krishna. When they started talking all these things, they couldn't speak anymore. They couldn't speak anymore. And they started crying. Gopi started crying. Uddhava thought at that moment that what am I supposed to do with them? All this group of gopis who have given very powerful arguments against Krishna and saying that Krishna is like this, Krishna is like that, which they have already concluded about Krishna. And finally they are saying that then the separation they are experiencing from Krishna, all these things they spoke in together to Uddhava, and Uddhava was in a very disturbed, very unhappy situation. He didn't know how to start the conversation with them. And this is one scene going on in one place. Now look at the other scene, what's happening with Radha Devi there. Radha Devi is sitting there, so one bee, honey bee, it has drunk a lot of honey. Normally you can see when you drink a lot of sugar, you get a little bit intoxicated, isn't it? Sometimes devotees also eat a lot of sweet rice. They get a little bit of intoxication that way. So, this particular bee, it has gone to different flowers and it is picking up the honey from everywhere. And after drinking all the honey, little bit intoxicated that bee. And because of that, because it has drunk too much honey, it couldn't fly anymore. It fallen on the ground. Like we fall, they also fall. The bee also fall. So from one flower, and all these flowers are around where Radharani is sitting there, in the Lata Kunjam. So there, the creepers are there, the flowers are there. And it so happened that Radharani is sitting there. This bee got drunk and fell from one of the flowers. And where did she fall? On Radharani's lotus feet. The bee fell on Radharani's lotus feet. So, so Uddhava noticed far away this gopi sitting there. She doesn't know Uddhava doesn't know Radha Devi's position. Radha Devi is there. Imagine that Uddhava has heard everything what the gopis have spoken, and he wanted to pacify them. He wanted to pacify them, and he has told them that I have been sent here to keep you peaceful, to pacify you. You will see there. Vihaya dehan sajanan suhut saman. There is a word somewhere that they were saying that I have been sent here for to pacify you all. That is why I have come here. I have come here. So, we have done, gopis are saying, we gave up everything and we wanted only Krishna and we took his shelter. Not only that we took his shelter, we threw away everything in this life, in our life, like grass. We threw it away. We didn't value anything else in this world. We didn't think about dharmam, religious principles, irreligious principles, adharmam, dharmam, all those things, we didn't care about that. And now, when we have taken his complete shelter, he completely gave us up. He gave up our association and he went away from here. And now, after doing all this, just to convince the people around in Vrindavanam, he had sent a representative to talk to us. Gopis are speaking, that he could see that they were very, very hurt in there. So, So, all he wants now to tell the show to the people that Krishna has compassion and mercy for others, and others should not talk about that, oh, Krishna didn't care for them after he left. So to keep them all satisfied, he has just sent one representative now. And we are ashamed to go and talk about him now, to serve him. Why should we do this? And they were looking at Radha Devi. Radha Devi was sitting there in a very serious mood. So, when this bee fell on Radha Devi's feet, you can see on the 11th verse, Kachin Madhukaram Drishtva, 47th chapter, 11th verse, Kachin Madhukaram Drishtva, Dhyayandi Krishna Sangamam, Priya Prastapidam Dudam, Kalpayitvedam Abravid. Kachin Madhukaram Drishtva, Dhyayandi Krishna Sangamam, Priya Prastapidam Dudam, Kalpayitvedam Abravid. Kalpayitvedam Abravid. It's saying there that Radharani is in the Krishna Samadhi, thinking about Krishna. And at this time, Radha Devi opened her eyes when the bee fell on her feet. Why did she wake up from that samadhi state? What's the reason? Because this bee who had come is not an ordinary bee. It's not an ordinary bee. Radha Devi, actually the bee is Krishna himself. That is what many devotees saying, which you can see also makes more sense at that time. Krishna wanted Radha Devi to say something, and from Radha Devi's words, Uddhava has to learn bhakti. This was the purpose behind it. Radha Devi has to speak, because bhakti is such a thing that only one who has bhakti, when he speaks with bhakti, it will have its effect on others. So Krishna knows that unless Radha Devi speaks to Uddhava, Uddhava will not understand. So Uddhava will be influenced or will be affected by seeing Radha Devi's bhakti. So that is why Krishna himself, that in order that Radha Devi normally won't wake up from that samadhi unless Krishna comes. So Krishna himself came in the form of the bee, and unless Krishna touches Radha Devi, she won't wake up from that samadhi state. So Krishna knows this very well. That is why Krishna has come there in the form of a bee and sat on Radha Devi's feet. And that happiness that has come from Krishna's touch, that anandam or bliss, what Radha Devi experienced, that woke up Radha Devi from that samadhi state. It is due to that Radha Devi opened her eyes and she saw the bee and she saw Uddhava also. That was the first time Radha Devi saw the bee and Radha Devi saw Uddhava as well. Radha Devi wants to talk to Uddhava, but she is not ready yet to talk to Uddhava. Radha Devi is thinking that if I talk to him something, will he understand anything? And what's the point in talking to him? Radha Devi's mind is working in this way. But whatever it may be, she was saying that she kept quiet. She thought that I should talk to him something, but there's no opportunity yet to speak to Uddhava. So she was waiting for Uddhava to come closer so she can address to him. It is at that time Radharani wants to talk to Uddhava, and there was no opportunity because the other gopis were talking to Uddhava. And here, when the bee fell on the feet of Radha Devi, it was an opportunity to talk to Uddhava as though talking to the bee. So you can see there that it is actually addressing to Uddhava, but because the bee fell on the feet of Radha Devi, Radha Devi decided that I should talk to the bee now, and whatever she has spoken to the bee is actually what she wanted to speak to Uddhava. You can see that in the verses. Priya prastabidam dudam kalpayityadam abravid. Kachin madhugaram drishtva dhyayandi krishna sangamam priya prastabidam dudam kalpayityadam abravid. 11th verse, 47. Priya prastabidam dudam kalpayityadam abravid. Kachin madhugaram drishtva dhyayandi krishna sangamam. This is a situation. So here you can see that whatever she wants to talk to Uddhava, she is talking to the bee. She wants to talk to the Prime Minister, Uddhava. Whatever she wants to talk to the Prime Minister, she is talking to the bee. And she wants Uddhava to hear everything. Now we look at the two verses, what Radha Devi had to say, which is known as Bhramaragidam in the Bhagavadam. Famous verses, Bhramaragidam, five verses are there, quite a few verses, but Gopi Vacha, that Gopi is Radharani, Radha Devi. That is from verse 12 onwards. Madhubakitava bandho, maasprishankrim sapatnyaha, kujavilolidamala kungumashmashrubhirna, vahadu madhubadistan mani ninam prasadam, yadu sadasividambyam, yastyadudastami idren, sagrdathala sudham swam mohinim payayitva, sumanasa ivasadhyastatyajesman bhavadrak paricharati katham dalpada valpam dubadmam abhivatakrata chedam uttama shloka jalpaihi. Radha Devi is saying to the bee, don't touch my feet. Radha Devi is saying to the bee, don't touch my feet. Radha Devi thought Uddhava is sitting there not saying anything. And so the bee, it gave the feeling to Radha Devi. Bee is saying to Radha Devi that you should not get upset with me, in a very pacifying tone. Don't feel inimical towards me. Krishna has no time to come here. He's so busy there. So you should forgive him. I will touch your feet and apologize to you, ask for forgiveness. That is why I came and fallen at your feet. Radha Devi felt like that. So Radha Devi thought like that, as though Krishna is talking to her in this way, holding her feet, asking her to forgive him, unable to come and see her, but to forgive him for not returning back to Vrindavanam. So Radha Devi is talking to the bee again. You are now trying to come and make me happy, aren't you, by holding my feet and trying to please me and in this way. Don't touch my feet. Get it off. Get out from here. Krishna, Radha Devi is saying to the bee, which is Krishna. So bee is asking, if I touch your feet, what's wrong? So I'm only a bee, isn't it? I'm only a bee. And so Radha Devi is saying to the bee, that if you touch me, we will all become impure, because you are a very contaminated person. A very contaminated person. We'll all have to go and take bath if you touch us. So the bee is saying, this is all Radha Devi's inner thoughts, what the acharyas and great devotees have spoken about, that normally bees never get impure. They are always considered to be pure. Because why? Bees don't eat anywhere else, only from the best flowers, the best honey they eat. So therefore, there is no question of impurity for the bee. Impurity is for the bee. So Radha Devi is saying to the bee, it is not for you the impurity. Impurity is that I can see certain things which people are not supposed to touch. You have touched that. Those are the impurities in your body, he says. Because after killing Kamsa and after arriving in Mathura, he got married there, hasn't he? And many marriages have happened. And many marriages have happened. And Krishna must have embraced those women there in Mathura. And while embracing them, from their best breasts, the kumkumam must have fallen on Krishna's garlands. And you must have gone and sat on those garlands, the flowers on those garlands. And from that vanamala, the forest flower garland which he generally wears, and you must have gone there to get the honey from those flowers. And at that time, that kumkum, that must have fallen on your mustache, and on the body, and therefore, because you, if you have gone and touched them, therefore, we cannot accept that. We cannot accept that. So therefore, you are impure, because you have done this. This is all Radharani's mind is working in this way. Thinking about the bee and telling the bee that you have done all these things. She is getting some pleasure out of it by speaking in this way to the bee. So saying to the bee that you have gone and sat on those flowers which Krishna is wearing, and on those flowers the kumkum from the breasts of the gopi, from the women in whom Krishna has married in Mathura, those beautiful city girls, from their breasts these kumkum must have fallen on their on Krishna's garlands, and you must have sought on those flowers, and you have become impure now because of that kumkum you have touched. You have become impure. Therefore, we have to bathe ourselves now to purify ourselves. And Radha Devi kicked that bee with the next other foot. Kicked that bee away. Krishna got a kick, one kick. It is from this verse that you will find that famous verse in the Gita Govindam. In the Ashtapadi songs, if you look, you will find there is a verse there. In the Gita Govindam, you will find that. It is based on this verse. Jayadev Goswami wrote that verse in the Gita Govindam. That verse talking about that that you had, Radharani has kicked you on your head. And that famous verse, I forget that, in the Gita Govindam you can see there. So, Jayadev Goswami got that. Otherwise, normally, no devotee can write that, to think that somebody has kicked Krishna, the Supreme Personality, Absolute Truth. And that is inconceivable. And nobody can write that. Nobody has the authority, or nobody can even allow to write that. But even Jayadev Goswami has been extremely cautious while writing that verse, and that is a whole story behind that verse. Jayadev Goswami's wife's name was Padmavati. Padmavati and Jayadev Goswami lived in Jagannath Puri for a long period of time. The king kept them in their assembly as the honorary guest there, and in one instance, to tell the story short, that Padmavati and Jayadev Goswami, both of them were great devotees of Krishna. So, in one instance, Jayadev Goswami was compiling that song. There are totally 28 songs in Ashtapadi. In one of those songs, this comes. That particular day, Jayadev Goswami massaged his body with the oil, and then he was going to bathe in the river. He was going to the river. So, when he was going to the river, he has reached up to this verse, and he wrote there this particular verse about Radha Devi kicking Krishna with her feet.
There's a book here.
Yeah. Trying to remember that verse. Smaramara lagandhanam mashirasi mandanam dehi padapallava mudaram. That is that verse. Which one it is? I'll find out later. Anyway, the verse is Smara Karala Gandhanam Mama Shirasi Mandanam Dehi Padapallavam Udaram. That's the verse. That Jayadeva Goswami wrote the verse and then thought how to write that verse that Krishna has, Gopi has kicked Krishna like that, wiped it off, and then went to bathe in the river. Went to bathe in the river. So, after some time, Padmavati, Jayadeva Goswami's wife, who was at home, she was doing her household work. Jayadeva Goswami came back there. Came back and told Padmavati, bring me the book where I was writing. And he rewrote that verse again. The oil which he has massaged on his body, it has started dropping into the eye. So it was giving him a little inconvenience. So what he did, that he told told Padmavati, show me your sari, let me wipe my eye. She wiped, Jayadeva Goswami wiped his eyes with Padmavati's sari and went back to bathe again in the river. After finishing bathing in the river, he comes back. When he came back, he looked at the book and he saw the words what he has written and wiped off before, it's rewritten there again. Actually, Krishna had come in the form of Jayadeva Goswami when Jayadeva Goswami was bathing in the river and wrote this verse confirming that what he has written is acceptable. That was Krishna's way of doing things. So, when he came back and looked the book and wanted to rewrite that verse, he found that the verse is nicely written there, which he has wiped off before he left. That's more interesting. So he is 100% sure that he has wiped out and gone to the river to bathe, but somebody has come and filled it in. At that time, Jayadeva Goswami realized that and says to Padmavati, Padmavati, who wrote this verse? Padmavati got upset with Jayadeva Goswami. Sister, you came over and you wrote everything and you are asking me who wrote it. Padmavati says to Jayadeva Goswami. Jayadeva Goswami says, I didn't come. I am just coming back after bathing in the river. Padmavati said, do you want a proof? You took my sari and wiped your eyes with that. The oil that was coming in your eyes, isn't it? So, Padmavati, when she said this to Jayadeva Goswami realized that it was nobody else than Krishna who had come and wrote this verse. Jayadeva Goswami fell at Padmavati's feet and paid obeisances to her and said to her, you had the good fortune of seeing Krishna and Krishna's association in this way. Look at me. I was so unfortunate that I couldn't even see him when he came. And that is that famous verse. So that famous verse, Smara Karala Gandhanam Mama Shirasi Mandanam Dehi Padapallavam Udaram. One of the Ashtapadis you will find there. So, important thing is that this verse, Radha Devi has kicked, has made Jayadeva Goswami to write that, because from Brahmarya Gidam is many of the Ashtapadi songs are come. Ashtapadi songs are come from Brahmarya Gidam. So, here you can see the way Jayadeva Goswami has written is this, that while Jayadeva Goswami is writing this, he is saying there that Radha Devi's lotus feet has become an ornament for Krishna's head. It is suddenly that he realized this. So, Radha Devi's feet as an ornament for Krishna's head. So, he thought that is why he has changed it in the beginning. So, if you imagine that Jayadeva Goswami, if he couldn't find a proper word while writing poetry, what is the situation? How difficult it is. So he says to Padmavati that while going for bathing in the river, that story what I have just said, that he wanted to correct it and write properly. So he was thinking that while bathing in the river, after massaging oil and all that, while sitting at the riverbank, I'll think about it and I'll get a proper word how to put it. Because he felt highly offensive to mention that to write like this, that Radha Devi's feet on Krishna's head, even unimaginable for him. So, so Padmavati and Jayadeva Goswami had a conversation like this. And when they saw that, Krishna himself had come and completed, so therefore they say that particular Ashtapadi in this is actually Jayadeva Goswami has not written, Krishna has written that on behalf of Jayadeva Goswami. So, and because Krishna wanted that Jayadeva Goswami should know that he had come, as a proof of that, Krishna took Padmavati's sari and wiped his eyes with that. Not that there was any oil in the eyes or anything. It was just as a token of, to remind Jayadeva Goswami that he had come and done this. So Radha Devi kicked Krishna with the lotus feet. And after that, the bee flew away from there. If you look at the bee, it will appear as though it's an ordinary bee. But it hasn't gone very far, and it is still making that buzzing sound like the bees do. So it was at that time, Radha Devi felt that the bee is talking to me something. So she started giving attention to that. She felt that, what has he done for you to treat the bee like this? She felt like this inside, that what has Krishna done to you to this extent to treat the bee in this way? You said in those verses there that he is a cheater, he is a liar, he is very wicked, and these things. These are the things what Radha Devi has spoken about Krishna. And so at that time, Radha Devi felt that as though what mistake has he committed? What offense has he committed to speak like this? Radha Devi felt as though the bee is asking Radha Devi to answer this question. What offense has he committed to you for you to speak in this harsh way? So Radha Devi is answering that to the bee. Radha Devi says to the bee that Radha Devi says to the bee, I'll give you an example, he says to the bee, that your normal way of operating, you're always making some song, singing some song, and then you will go into you'll go and sit in one of those nice flowers. And the way you come singing the song and the way you arrive at the flower, it will give an impression that you love everybody so much. That's what your purpose of your visit. But once you sit there on the flower, you will suck all the honey from the flower. And with the little nails on your body, on your hands and legs, you will start breaking up the very, very tender petals of the flower. And you give a lot of pain to those flowers. And then you will drink the honey from there. And afterwards you will fly off from there. Is that not your normal practice? Radharani is asking the bee. you don't care whether that flower has stayed there for some time, or when it become, whether it has become a fruit later, or whether it is fully ripe, whether it has fallen from there. You're not bothered about any of those things. All you're interested, you're so selfish, you go there and you do what you want, you get the honey from there, and then you say goodbye to that. Is that not your habit? And that is the character, that is the group of type of people you are. Radha Devi says to the bee in this way. So that is why he says there, Alamasida Sakhe Dusteja Talkadhartam. You will see there, if you look at the verse 17 in 47, Mrga Yuriva Kapindram Vivyade Lubdha Dharmaha Sriyamagrada Virupam Srijida Kamayanam Belimabi Belimatua Veshtayadvam Kshavadhyam Tadalam Asida Sakher Dusteja Talkadhartam. Tadalam Asida Sakher Dusteja Talkadhartam. He says there, that the nature is such that we don't want anything to do with you. Radha Devi is saying to the bee, because we don't want any relationship with him, your master. Any relationship with him. He is a cheater, he is a liar. And he, the way he does things is very much similar to the way you do things. He has done that to us. And so, this is why, because you are like him, now you are coming here and buzzing around here, us, thinking that what you can get from here, isn't it? So, at that time, Radha Devi felt in her mind, to speak so harsh like this, has Krishna cheated us to that extent? Has he done anything like that? Leave Radha Devi's story there, because Radha Devi says, leave me alone. But look at the history of that person, Krishna's history. And I can put a number of names who will sign that here to prove that he has been a cheater all along. And that's what he's saying there. What did he do with Mrigayuriva Kapindram Vivyathe Lubdha Dharmaha Striyam Agradavirubam Strijida Kamayanam? Mrigayuriva Kapindram Vivyathe Lubdha Dharma. That is, when Bali and Sugriva wanted to kill Bali, Sugriva brought Ramachandra there and used Ramachandra, killed Bali for Sugriva's happiness. Bali had no enmity towards Ramachandra. But to please Sugriva, Ramachandra has killed Bali. It's a topic still discussed. No answer yet. That's why it is. Mrga Yuriva Kavindram Vivyathe Lubdha Dharmaha. That's one incident. He says, so he has done this to Bali before. Talking about Krishna. He has done this to Bali before. So that is the first person. Then next one. Sriyam Agradaviru Ubam Sri Chida Kamayanam. He says here, Sriyam Agradaviru Ubam Sri Chida Kamayanam. Shurpanaka in Ramavadaram came to Krishna Ramachandra to marry her, asking him to marry her. What did Ramachandra do? Cut her nose and breast everything and send her away from there. Sriyam Agrada Virubam, made her Virubi. Virubi means cut her all her limbs and look ugly. And send her away. And Belimabi Belimatva Veshtayadvam Kshavadhyam Tadalam Asita Sakher Sri Dustyajatal Kathartam. In the forest, the hunters, they catch animals. They catch animals for the sake of flesh. Is it not? But hunters normally don't catch monkeys. They don't catch monkeys because nobody ate monkey's flesh in the past. It's in the past. Even the hunters don't eat monkey's flesh. But here he says, Lubdha Dharma. Therefore, even the hunters, they don't kill monkeys. But you have gone and killed a monkey, Bali. Isn't it? Gone and killed a monkey. So that means you are even lower than the hunter. Referring to Ramachandra. You are even lower than the hunters. So that is how he killed Bali, isn't it? Now, Shurpanaka is concerned, what's wrong with her? She was born in a very nice family, isn't it? And all her brothers are in a good positions everywhere. Leave all that behind. Suppose Ramchandra did not want to marry her. All he had to tell her was, I don't want to marry you. And leave her alone. But what has he done? He has cut her breasts and nose and everything, ears everywhere, and made her look ugly. And now that she can't go and ask somebody else to marry her, you have put her into this situation, is it not? So, so therefore, we do not trust this person, Krishna. We do not trust him. Not only trust him, we don't trust any of these people belonging to his color. Belonging to his color. Because all of them are cheaters. You also have the same color like him. And you cannot be different than him. The same mentality in you as well. They're all, and don't talk to me one word. Radha Devi says to the bee. So, and once you cross that river, Kalindi, Yamuna River, to this side, don't talk one word anymore about Krishna here. We don't want to hear about him anymore on this side of the Kalindi River. And in this way, he says here, that you can see there, in the 14th verse, Kimiha bahu shatangre gayasi tvam yadunam adhipadim agrihanam agradona puranam vijayasakasakhinam giyadam tal prasangaha chabida kujari jastai kalpayandishtam ishtaham. 14th verse. That. Vijaya sakasakhinam giyadam tal prasangaha chabida kujari jastai kalpayandishtam ishta. Kalpayandishtam ishta. He says there that the that Krishna's glories, if you start talking about that, there will be many people to sit and listen to that. Those girls who have got newly married and those who are staying in Mathura, you can go and talk to them. You can go and talk to them. Kalpayandishtam ishtam. Shabhita Kujari will say kalpayandishtam ishtam. And if you go and talk to them about Krishna's glories, those young women who are recently married, they might give you some presents or gifts. Why? Why is it spoken like that? Because Radha Devi is saying, we are poor people in the villages in Vrindavanam. We live here by selling ghee and butter and milk and all these things. And if you come and sing the glories of Krishna in front of us, we can't give you anything. We don't have anything to give it to you. Whereas, if you go to those women in Mathura, who are all from the city and from the royal families and all, and who are married to Krishna, so Radha Devi is assuming that Krishna is married to the women in Mathura after marrying and he settled down there as the king. That's how Radha Devi is imagining all that in her mind. And she says to them, if you go and sing about Krishna's glories to them, they will treat you properly. They will teach you a proper lesson. They'll teach you a proper lesson. So, you can try that. And Radha Devi has spoken that Krishna is a cheater, Krishna is a liar, Krishna is wicked and all that. One more thing you have to think here, that is Krishna wicked or is Krishna is cheating, liar? So therefore many places Vedavyasa Maharshi mentions this also, that Vyasadeva also has mentioned that when you go in front of Krishna in the temple, if you start thinking about him like that, he is a cheater, he is a liar, he is wicked, and these things, all you have to understand is this. Vedavyasa Maharshi has written this in the Bhagavadam. Radha Devi has spoken this. Shuga Brahmarshi has sung that. That's all. We have to close it there. Radha Devi sung this song about Krishna in this way. We don't have any more license to talk about it any other way. Radha Devi has the license to say this. Vedavyasa Maharshi has got the license to write it. And Shuga Brahmarshi has the license to sing this Brahmaragidam. Beyond that, we can't step into this and analyze it. We don't have the freedom or license to do so. So, if you want to ask somebody why it is so spoken so ruthlessly and harshly about Krishna in this way, you are not talking about an ordinary person. You are talking about the Supreme Personality, Krishna Himself. And who has given the license to do so? If you want to know that, you can ask some people like Vilumangalam. Vilumangalam can answer that. So, that is why it is, when he's talking about these verses, it's also interesting to see what Vilumangalam has to say. So, Vilumangalam comes there and he is in his saffron clothes with Krishna Karanamrutam book in his hand. So, you ask Vilumangalam, if you see him, that we have a doubt about this whole thing, about this Brahmaragidam. Radha Devi is saying like this. This is a very interesting thing actually, because Radha Devi wrote like this in the Bhagavatam, Krishna is a cheater. We can't form any opinion about that. That is the first thing to remember. Radha Devi has got the freedom to say this. We don't have the freedom to say that. And we can't think in that way. So, if Radha Devi has said like this, why did she say like that? You can ask this to Vilumangalam. You can ask this question to Vilumangalam. Vilumangalam will give you the answer. Vilumangalam also says Krishna is a cheater. Krishna is a cheater. How? Vilumangalam has spoken that in the Karnamadam. You will see. He says, 100% Vilumangalam says, I agree with Radha Devi. So, then you can ask Vilumangalam, Vilumangalam, did you have any experience like that? He says, whether Krishna is a cheater? Vilumangalam says, yes. It's based on my experience I'm telling you that. He cheats. And then he says to us that, Vilumangalam says, I'll tell you what it is. And if you understand what I'm saying, then you will know what I'm saying is the truth. You look at the Karnamagam, you will see that, that verse. Third canto, 95th verse.
Ayam kshiram bhode patiriti gavam palaga iti smidosma bikshiro vanayana dhiya gopatanayaham anena pratyuho viraji satadam yena janani stanadapyasmagam sagradabhipayo durlabhamabhud.
That is that verse.
I am kshiram bhode padiriti gavam palaga iti shudosma bhikshiro vanayana dhiya gopatanayaham anena pratyuho viraji sadadam yena janani stanadapyasmagam sagardabhipayo durlabhamabhul.
Vilumangalam says, once I had a strong desire to drink some milk. My mother used to give me some milk to drink. But one day I felt a strong desire to drink a lot more milk. So I thought, whom should I go and ask for some milk to drink? Somebody told me, Vilumangalam says, if you go with Krishna, go after Krishna, look for Krishna and find him and go with him. He will give you plenty of milk, he said.
Kshiram bhode padi.
Why? Why? Krishna has got so much milk. Why? He lies near the milk ocean, isn't it? Near the milk ocean. Mahavishnu lies there. Krishna is lying there near the milk ocean. There is so much milk Krishna has. You will never have any shortage of milk. I was told that you can go there and take a glass and drink as much milk as you want. And at that time, somebody else suggested to me, Gavam Palaka Iti. Gavam Palaka Iti. All the cows in Vrindavan, they are under Krishna's control. Krishna's control. And each of those cows, what Krishna is maintaining there, they used to give hundreds of liters of milk every day. So, if you can somehow become friendly with Krishna, Krishna's cows will give you plenty of milk. So, I decided that I will somehow become a member in Krishna's group. So I started serving him in that way because I wanted to drink a lot of milk. Shridosma bichiro bhidanayanadhiya gopatanayaham. So I joined Krishna in this way. Because I wanted to drink a lot of milk and so I joined Krishna for that purpose. Then Vilumangalam says that it's all nice that he is very friendly with me. He takes care of me nicely. And then I thought one day that he will give me plenty of milk to drink. It is with that intention that I joined him. But what has happened now after joining him? The result was that anena pratyuho viraji sadadam yena janani stanadapyasmagam Sagradabhi payo durlabham abhud. Says there that he cheated me. What has happened? He kept telling me, Vilumangalam, I'll give you milk. I'll give you as much milk as you want. And till now he hasn't given me one drop of milk. He kept promising me he will give me plenty of milk. But till now he hasn't given me a drop of milk, he says. And I cannot find a little milk after joining him. Why is that? Because Vilumangalam says, in any birth, in any species, even if you take birth as a small dog, as a little baby, even that baby dog will get some milk from its mother, isn't it? The mother will feed the baby with some milk, even as in the dog species. In the dog species. That means, by nature's arrangement, we all have certain entitlement. Every living being, when he takes a birth, mother feeds the baby with some milk. That is allowed by the nature. You don't have to feel bad about it. That's your entitlement, that is. And I am also entitled even as a little dog. If I take birth as a dog, I am entitled for that. But because I have joined Krishna's group, thinking that he is going to give me milk, what has happened? Even that breast milk, what I would have normally got from the mother, I can't get that anymore. Why? Because I don't have any more rebirth. I'm not taking birth anymore. That stopped. Krishna stopped that. So this is why I say he's a cheater. This is Vilumangalam's logic. He's saying that. You can see, I am kshiram bhode padiriti gavam palaka iti shrito asmabhi kshiroba nayanadhiya gopataneyaha anena pratyuho virajisadadam yena janani stanad api asmagam sakradabhi payo durlabham abhul. Even that breast milk for which normally everyone who is entitled for that, anyone in this world, that is his entitlement, he is entitled for that, even that is being refused by Krishna. Therefore, is he not a cheater? That is what Vilumangalam is asking here. What does it mean? Then Swamiji is saying to, Vilumangalam is saying to us that you won't find another person who is more kind and merciful than Krishna. That is what Radha Devi is saying here. Radha Devi is saying here that you won't find somebody else who is more magnanimous than Krishna. That you have gone to Krishna asking for something in this world, and what he offers you in return is liberation from this world. That means no more birth or death, isn't it? Freedom from the cycle of birth and death. That is what Vilumangalam says. So Vilumangalam says that what Radharani has stated in the Bhagavadam is perfect because that's what he has done to me. Look at what has happened, he says. So, practically what Vedavyasa is saying here, and Subramashi also is stressing that point, that we get pulled to Krishna one way or the other. Somehow or the other we come to Krishna. We don't know how it happened. It has happened. That's all we know. Somehow got a little attraction for Krishna, chanting the holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's pastimes, and Bhagavad Gita, everything is attraction for us somehow. Somehow. We don't know how it happened. But Krishna has attracted us, and what happens at the end of all thing? That he stops the whole thing, the show, once for all. And so, only thing is, we are not aware of that, what is going to happen later. We are just thinking that, oh, life is hard, life is very miserable, and this problem, that problem, when is this going to get solved? But a time will come in life, if not in this life, maybe next life, maybe one after, that once the process has begun, once Krishna has accepted us, and a little attraction has happened to Krishna, that attraction will lead, eventually, ends up in liberation. Eventually, it will end up in liberation from this cycle of birth and death. So, that is to show to us that that magnanimity or Krishna's mercifulness, nature, is beyond comparison. Nobody can compare that. We have come to Krishna asking, telling all our problems, our difficulties, this and the other. But in that process, as time goes by, after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name, and hearing about Krishna, after many, many years, one day, the whole thing comes to an end. And when that happens, we realize that it was not a waste of time. All these things, what we have done, was not a waste of time. That realization will come at that point. So, sometimes people have this situation in life, various difficulties come, they go to the deity, pray to Krishna to relieve them from their misery. But, and they make offering to Krishna, we'll offer this to you, that to you, somehow or the other, if he can free me from these disturbances. But Krishna is not expecting anything from us. The fact that if you go to Krishna, that pleases him. And in the process, what happens is, not only that your temporary problems are resolved, instead, your bigger problem, the biggest of all the problems is this cycle of birth and death, which means material existence, that comes to a full stop with this process. That is why Krishna is considered to be the most compassionate person in this creation. So, initially we think that, oh, we offered this to Krishna, it didn't happen. Sometimes people say like that, I made this offer to Krishna, but it never got better, I'm still suffering in this world, this, that and the other. But one has to look at the end result, what is going to happen at the end. That is why Krishna's karunyam, or Krishna's mercy or compassion, is something which is not possible to understand. There was a famous personality, he was in Tamil Nadu, called Shengalipuram Anandarama Dikshita, a very famous person, well known for his knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayanam, Mahabharatam, a nice, spoke very well about those things. Unfortunately, in particular instance, his body, he got leprosy in the body. How this has happened, nobody knows. It has happened. And he had tried all kinds of medication. Famous doctors in Chennai, whom devotees have taken him there, they tried to treat him. could not get cured, and various illnesses had caused him a lot of problems like that. And then it was its decision that a friend of him suggested that he should take Srimad Bhagavatam seriously and preach Bhagavatam through Narayaniyam, which he did later for a considerable period of time. And when he got cured from the illness, he says to Krishna at that time, Ajñātvā te mahatvam yadiha nigaditam viśvanātha kṣamethāham, that I came to you with the intention that I have got this illness in my body, to cure that illness. I tried various ways and means, nothing has worked, and I have taken your shelter. Ajñātvā te mahatvam, I did not know your glories, not knowing your position, who you are and what you are capable of, not knowing that, I have come and asked you for such a thing. Ajñātvā te mahatvam, I didn't know, I was ignorant of your glories. So great personalities have said to Krishna in this way, that they see the stupidity of saying to Krishna something to cure this illness or solve this problem in the life or this family issue or that. This is all silly things compared to ask Krishna. Ajñātvā te mahatvam, if you know the glories of Krishna, you would never ask for such a thing. You could never, Viśvanātha kṣameṭha, that forgive me for asking these things to you. It's my ignorance, he says. Because I am ignorant, therefore I came to you and asked you all these kind of things. So, this incident like this has happened, that in various cases, you can see this, it's always happening with various devotees. They are approaching Krishna with their little problems of this world. Little problems of this world. And when they realize it, what Krishna has given them in return, when they see that, they feel stupid. They feel stupid. Because they say that that they're finding it difficult without talking about Krishna's glories for them to live in this world. So, same thing we have to understand. Our little offering in this world, what is it compared to Krishna's position? We think we have done a big thing for Krishna, isn't it? People are thinking like that. But that they have done so much for Krishna. What have we done for Krishna? What can you do for Krishna? That's the question. That is the important principle here. That Krishna, when he wants to, but what pleases him is that when a devotee comes to him, that pleases him. That pleases him. So gopis are saying here also, in essence what Radha Devi has spoken here is that just by taking this nectar called Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, we all became very, what do they say, we became like orphans in this world. You will see that Radha Devi is saying there.
Yadanu charida leela,
18th verse.
Yadanu charida leela, karna piyusha viprod, sagradhana vidhuda, dvandva dharma, vinashtaha, sapadi, griha kudumbam, dinam utsrajya dinaha, bahava iha vihangam, bichujaryam charandi.
Sabadi griha kudumbam dinam ulsrajya dina bahava iha vihanga bichujaryam charandi, says Radha Devi saying here, what has happened is, we took this tonic. What is that tonic? Krishna. The tonic called Krishna. Krishna means Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's holy name. All this is Krishna tonic. We took that a little bit. And because we took that Krishna inside, all our desires left us in this world. We have no attraction to this world anymore, gopis are saying there. And because attraction to the world has gone, we got purified. Chitta Shuddhi has happened. That's why he's saying there.
Yadanu charida leela karna piyusha viprun sagradhana vidhuda dvandva dharma vinashtaha.
Dvandva dharma means is all these worldly activities, dvandva dharma, and that has all gone, and we got purified ourselves. Due to that, what happened? Sapadi griha kudumbam dinamul srijya dinaha. Attachment to the family has gone. Sapadi griha kudumbam dinam utsrijya dinaha. That all attraction for wife, children, gopis are saying, attachment to our parents has gone. Attachment to our husbands have gone. Attachment to our children has gone. All connections in this world has gone. Sapadi griha kudumbam dinam utsrajya dinaha. And now what happened? Bahava iha vihangam bishujaryam charandi. Bahava iha vihangam bishujaryam charandi. That we understood that all these things are ultimately not very fulfilling. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. And we got released from all these things. How many people in this world are living in this way? Gopis are saying this. So, Radhadevi is saying here, if you come to Krishna's shelter and take Krishna's shelter, what will happen? You will take this tonic called Krishna through holy name or through Bhagavatam, whichever way it is. If a little bit of that tonic goes inside, the end result of that is all attachment to this world goes away. Because what keeps us in this world busy is this thing called family life. Is it not? So that first thing is broken there. And this has happened in their own life. That's why they are saying there. Attachment to wife, husband, children, parents, everything is gone from there. Sabadi griha kudumbam dinamul srajya dina. Then we are now bahavaiha vihangam bhikshujaryam charandi. That we are flying in this world. Like the birds, a bit like bichus are flying, wandering around in this world. So Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's philosophy, if it goes inside, even without our knowledge, if it goes inside a little bit of that, then it doesn't have to even go to the mind. All it has to do is to go through the ears a little bit. It will start working on its own inside. It will start working on its own inside. Then what will happen? What will happen is that that desire for acquiring wealth, that will go from inside. And all other kinds of plan making in this world, enjoying this world, acquiring wealth and having a happy family life and extended family life, social life, all these kind of desires, what is inside, they will all go from inside. And will anything will happen to somebody if he loses all these desires? And question is that when they die and go from here, do they carry any of these things with them? And to spend the whole life in acquiring wealth and maintaining the family, what is the happiness in that, he's saying. That is why he says there that
yadanu charita leela karna piyusha viprud sagrad adana vidhuda dvandha dharma vinashtaha sapadi griha kudumbam dinamutsrajya dinaha bahava iha vihanga bhikshujaryam charandi bhaga iha vihanga bhikshujaryam charandi vayamrdayo jinmavyahrdam shraddhadhanam kalikuridam ivajnya krishnavadho harinyaha dadrshu rasakrade dattannaha sparsha divra smararuja upamandrin bhanyadamanyavartam priyasaka punaraga priyasa preshida kim varaya kim anirundhe maniniyo simenga nayasikathamihasman dustyaja dvandva parsham Satadamurasi Saumya Shrivadhu Sagamaste Abhibadamadhuburya Mariputrothunaste Smaradisapitragehan Saumya Bandumscha Gopan Kochidabisakathana Kingarinam Granite Bujam Agaru Sukhandam Mudhedasyad Kadanu.
So these verses from 12 to 21, which is called the Brahmaragidam in the Srimal Bhagavadam, in this 47th chapter, is what is a display of, or to show to us, what is that relationship gopis had with Krishna. So, that the result of all this is that eventually if you come to contact with Krishna, you end up in this liberated state, Paramahamsa state. So, little bit of chanting the holy name, hearing about Krishna's pastimes, and even that eventually ends up in liberation from this world, material existence. So, Shukha Brahmarshi is saying to Parikshit, have you ever understood Krishna's this compassionate nature and his power or the mercy or powerful mercy or the way he can bless people and all these things? Ratha Devi, through these words, spoke to Uddhava. Talking to the bee, but Uddhava is hearing all these things. And this is what Uddhava appreciated this. Why? Because Uddhava is saying there that this position, Krishna's position, which you can only understand when you hear in Ekadasha Skandam, when Krishna, you can see when Uddhava talking to Krishna, this experience in the Vrindavanam, what he saw with Radha Devi and others, that is coming back in his heart when he spoke to Krishna. So, Krishna's this peculiar situation, that examples like in the Bhagavatam, when Pudana came to feed poison to Krishna, Krishna sends Pudana back to the spiritual world and gave her the same position as Yashoda Devi. Is it not? So things like that. And here Radha Devi's words about Krishna, when Radha Devi spoke about their experiences, Gopi's experiences with Krishna, that they came into contact with Krishna by whatever reason it is. In Vrindavanam, Krishna came into contact with the gopis. What happened? The result was, all attachment to this world has gone from their heart. Vairagyam had come to the perfection. And because Vairagyam had come to the perfection, Chitta Shuddhi has happened due to Vairagyam. Chitta Shuddhi comes when there is Vairagyam inside. That is why Vairagyam is given a lot of importance. Jnanam, Bhakti Jnana Vairagyam, isn't it? So, if Vairagyam is strong, the Jnanam is also strong, Bhakti is also strong. Due to excessive that Vairagyam that they had towards this world, which means that even connection with the family, they have broken. Practically, they are finished with that side even. That's what Sabati Griha Kudumbam Deenam Ulsrajya Deenaha. And now what? They have nothing else in this world left for them. No connection anywhere. Nothing is binding them here. Even in that state, Bahava, Iha Vihangam, Bichujaryam, Charandi, they are living in this world to drop this body and to go back to the spiritual world. This is what will happen to a person who has taken to Krishna consciousness seriously. That is why all these things, Radha Devi has spoken there, Uddhava has heard this Brahmaragidam, and Uddhava could appreciate what Radha Devi was saying there. That is why at the end of Bhagavatam, you will see, when Krishna asked Uddhava to go to Badrinath, after Uddhava had the Chitta Shuddhi in him, purity inside. Therefore, the message went straight into Uddhava about the knowledge what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavatam. And he says to Uddhava, Uddhava, go to Badrinath, sit there and reflect on everything what I have spoken to you and then come back to me. That was Krishna's instructions to Uddhava at the end. Is it not? So, there also while leaving, Uddhava is saying to Krishna, Namostude Mahayogin. Namostude Mahayogin. Uddhava says, there is nobody else. Yogesha, Yoga Vinyasa, Yoga Atma, Yoga Sambhava. In the 7th chapter you will see. So, as far as teaching spiritual knowledge is concerned, and giving that spiritual understanding and realization is concerned, there is no one higher than you, Uddhava says to Krishna. Namostude Mahayogin. All the great, great yogis are looking to you, looking up to you to get directed in their spiritual life. Namostude Mahayogin. Prapanna Manishadhimam. I am paying completely surrender unto your shelter. I am taking your shelter completely. I have no other shelter. Why? Yatha Tvacharanam Bhoje. Ratisyal Anabhayini, that somehow or the other I just want to hold on to your feet. To charanam bhoje rati, attachment to your feet, lotus feet all the time. And that attachment should be such, it should never go again from there. Attachment should be so strong, anabhayini, there should be no danger to that from outside. So this is what Uddhava had to say to Krishna while leaving Prabhasam. When Krishna, after instructing Ekadasha Skandam to Uddhava, while Uddhava was leaving, this is what he has spoken to Krishna. So, so when Uddhava heard all these verses from Radharani, Uddhava understood that actually I was sent here not to pacify the gopis. This understanding came to him. Instead, I was sent here to learn from them what is bhakti means. What is bhakti means? So Uddhava understood that point at this point in time. So when in the daytime, after this incident, the Brahmaragidam heard everything, and then in the night time, when the gopis were not there, gopis used to go back to their homes at night. And next day onwards, every day, Uddhava used to come there underneath this tree where Radharani was there. And there used to be loads of questions about Krishna. And Uddhava, their conversation, Uddhava used to sit and listen to that. And once the gopis have gone home, he used to take the dust from there and put it on his head. Generally, people take Krishna's dust and put it on their head. Uddhava take gopis' dust and put it on his head. And Uddhava kept paying obeisances to the gopis, seeing that state of consciousness in them. And he says, I'm not even qualified. What to talk about paying obeisances to Krishna? Uddhava says, I'm not even qualified to pay my obeisances to the gopis, he's saying. That is what that verse you will find there. One day, Nandavrajastrinam. If you look at that verse, one day, Nandavrajastrinam, Padarenam Abhishnasha, Yasam Harigadod Gidam, 63. Yasam Harigadod Gidam, Punadi Bhuvanatrayam. After talking about gopis to a very higher level of, higher level, glorifying them to such a level, then he is saying this, Vande Nandavrajastrinam, let me pay my respects, obeisances to gopis. Why? These dust from their feet, Padarenum Abhishnasayasam Harigadod Gitam. When they talk about Krishna, what happens? Punadi Bhuvanatrayam. All the three planetary systems get purified if you listen to what the gopis had to say about Krishna. And this dust from gopis' feet, let that purify me, says Uddhava. So there you can see there, that is Brahmaragidam. And then after that in the, that's a, this whole chapter we will discuss another time when we have a little bit more time. So, in detail. So, here you will see at the end of that, Uddhava says to gopis that some of the things, the, what the message was. And there you can see from verse 29, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhavadinam viyogome nahi sarvatmane kvachid. Yadha bhudani bhudeshu kham vayu agni jalam mahi. Tadaham cha manapranam udendriya gunashraya. Almanya vatman almanam srijehan manubale alma bhayanubhavena udendriya gunalmana. Alma jnanamaya shuddha vyatirikto aguna nvayam. Sushupti sopnam jagratbhi maya vrtibhiriyate. All these things, this is the message from Krishna. Pure knowledge of the soul. And it has been delivered through Krishna. Uddhava says to, after seeing the state of consciousness of the gopis, Uddhava recognizes that I have to deliver this message what Krishna has given to me, And that is why you will see it's completely about the knowledge of the soul. Just like Prahlada talks about that in the 7th canto. Similarly, here in this 10th canto, you see similar things what Krishna has spoken to gopis, which Uddhava conveyed to them. He says to them, Atma, nature of the soul, Atma, Jnanamayam, Shuddham, Vedirektam, Agunam, Anvayah, Sushupti, Swapna, Jagratbim, Maya, Vrithi, Viriyade. Right in the middle of all these relationships, discussions about gopis and Krishna, about Krishna's and gopis' lamentation of missing Krishna, this everything, when Uddhava realized that gopis are now ready for that transcendental knowledge, that is why this spiritual knowledge will only work when there is chitta shuddhi inside. Unless that shuddhi, purity is not there, all this will remain in an intellectual level, what we study from the Bhagavadam and Upanishads and everything. So this is pure Upanishads knowledge that Krishna has sent, saying to him that Atma, knowledge of Atma, knowledge of the soul is, Atma's nature is knowledge. It is knowledge. Sometimes we say God is love. From Vedam we understand God is not love, God is knowledge. You can see that. God is knowledge, God is not love. Love is an emotion. Knowledge is actually what Krishna is, that bodham, awareness, consciousness. Love is one aspect of that. But main thing in relationship with the soul when we talk about is satta chitta anandam. Out of that chit sarupam, that chitta is knowledge. Chitta is knowledge. So that is why Altmanyo Altman Altmanam Sudehan Anupale Altma Mayana Bhavena Budendriya Gunalpmanam Altman Yanamayeshuddho Vidrikto Agunanvayam Sushupti Supna Jagrat Bir Maya Vrti Priyade. Jagrat Sapnam Sushupti, vacant state, dream state, deep sleep. All these things is nothing but activities of Maya. Maya's product is this, vacant state, dream state, deep sleep. That is under the influence of Maya. Atma is not affected by any of those things. That is the important point stressed here. What Krishna is going to talk about it later. Sushupti, Sopnam, Jagratbi, Maya Vrithi Biriyade. It is Maya's vrittis, not the vritti of the Atma. Atma is never touched by Maya. Atma is never touched by Maya. When we say we are under Maya, our ahangaram is in Maya. And it is that ahangaram that is responding to the Maya. So you will see those verses also, that is pure knowledge what Krishna has spoken. And then finally, Uddhava's words are there. What happened? Look at verse 53. Tadasta Krishna Sandesher Vibeda Viraha Jvaraha Uddhavam Pujayam Chakro Jyatva Almana Mathokshajam. When this Krishna Sandesham, Krishna's message arrived there, Uddhava has delivered it to them. Vibeda viraha jvaraha uddhavam bhujayam chakru. After the message was heard from Krishna's message, gopis did not feel that separation anymore. They didn't feel that they were separated from Krishna. Why? That is what transcendental knowledge does. It made them aware who is Krishna. Situated in everyone's heart as Antaryami, He is never separated from us. That realization came to the gopis after this message was delivered to them. And that is why they are saying, Shukubramarshi is saying there, Tadasta Krishna Sandesher Vepeda Viraha Jvaraha. Up to now they were talking about viraham, separation. But after receiving this Krishna Sandesham, Vepeda Viraha Jvaraha, that viraham, separation, feeling of separation is gone away from them. And then, Uddhavam Pujayam Chakru, Yatu Almanam Athokshajam. That they asked Uddhava to sit down and they worshipped Uddhava, accepting that Krishna is also sitting in Uddhava's heart and speaking to us. That realization of that one, Yatu Almanam Athokshajam. Athokshaja, Krishna who is sitting in everyone's heart, is sitting in the heart of Uddhava as well and worshipped Uddhava there. And then the next many verses Uddhava has spoken, and that you can see there. It's also famous verses from, you can see, 58 to 63, which finishes there. Bande nandam vraja srinam padare numabhishnasha yasam harigadod gidam punadi bhuvanatrayam. So, And Uddhava is saying there that even if not in this life, in many, many lifetimes if I have to come here, Uddhava is saying this, at least in those lifetimes, like the gopis' bhakti, let that bhakti come to me as well. Let me also have a similar bhakti. And saying this again and again, he is paying his obeisances to the dust from the gopis' lotus feet. So he is paying obeisances to gopis' lotus feet. So all we can do in these situations like this, we know where we are. We know where Yathadevi's state is. And if people like Shukabrahmashi, Uddhava and many others, if they are finding shelter in Radha Devi, as far as bhakti is concerned, she is the queen of the empire of bhakti. She is the queen there. So, so that is why she is mentioned like this, Upanishad Sundari. She is the, they are all Upanishads personified. All the gopis are, lot of them are personified form of the Upanishads. Some of them are, some of the gopis are the they are the some of them are personified Upanishads, some of them are women from the heavenly planets, higher planetary system. Some of them are rishis who wanted to be with Krishna. In Ramachandra's pastimes you will see they have been given this body. So all of them are of a very higher level they have come. And particularly, generally it is said that Radha Devi and others, they are the Upanishad Sundaris. Upanishads personified forms they are. So, and devotees have observed that with Krishna's Upanishad Sundari in that way. So, even to desire to have that sort of bhakti in this lifetime, we may not have that. But, at least in some other lifetime, if we come back again, how many times we will come back here, we don't know. But if we do come back, at least in another lifetime, that kind of devotion, what gopis had for Krishna, and praying for that, that is how that thing chapter finishes. So, all we can do is to read Srimad Bhagavatam, chant the holy name, and when as far as our connection with Krishna is concerned, you are far, far away from Him. Hridyastobi adidurastha. So, it is impossible for us even to turn our attention towards Krishna. So, only thing is you can say to Krishna that what Vandeya Nandavrajastrinam, that is why that prayer is so important. Padarenu Mabhishnasha Yasam Harikadod Gidam Punadi Bhavanatrayam. Uddhava, after paying his obeisances to the gopis like this several times, he says that they are, all the gopis and Radha Devi is my teacher in the science of bhakti. So then afterwards, Uddhava goes back to Mathura. When Uddhava got back, Krishna looked at Uddhava's face and Krishna understood what is the state of mind Uddhava is. Uddhava was in a shock. What he saw in Vrindavanam, isn't it? So, when he saw Uddhava, Krishna immediately understood that Uddhava has learned about bhakti from the gopis. He has learned the bhakti from the gopis. So, this is how gopis' position is discussed in this Bhagavatam with these two chapters which we have seen. And there's a lot of explanation to lots of those verses in lots of different ways by lots of devotees. It's a huge topic, these two, 46 and 47 chapters. But because if we do that, then we won't get other time. We'll do that some other time as much as we can. So many great devotees, when they talk about that, if somebody asks you the question, what is the most important chapter in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Even though many people will say Ekadasha Skandam and all that, as far as bhakti part of it is concerned, these two chapters, 46 and 47, and if you have understood this chapter properly, more or less you can say that you have understood Bhagavatam. If you have understood it properly, the whole chapters, the messages in that chapter, and Gopi's realizations and Gopi's relationship with Krishna, and that bhakti. So in many ways it is so important, those two chapters, that so we have to leave those two chapters now, go to the next two, 48 and 49. We'll read that now. अष्टचत्वारिंशत् तमोऽध्याय श्री शुक उवाच अथ विज्ञाय भगवान् सर्वात्मा सर्वदर्शन सैरन्ध्र कामतप्ताय प्रियमिच्छन् गृहं ययौ महार्होपस्कैराढ्यं कामोपायोपबृंहितं मुक्तदामपताकाभिर्विदनाशयनासनैः दूरै दूभै सुरभिर्दीपैर् स्रग्गन्धै अपि मण्डितम् गृहम् तमायान्नमवेक्ष्य सासनाल् सद्यः समुत्थाय हि जातसम्भ्रमा यथोपसङ्गम्य सखीभिरच्युतम् सभाजयामास सदासनादिभि तदोद्धव साधुतयोऽभिपूजितो निषीददुर्व्यामभिमृश्य चासनम् कृष्णेऽभितूर्णम् शयनम् महाधनम् विवेशलोकाचरितान्यनुव्रताः सा मज्जनालेपदुकूलभूषण स्रग्गन्ध ताम्बूल सुधासवादिवि प्रसादिदात्मोपससारमाधवम् सव्रीडलीलोत्स्मितविभ्रमेक्षितैः आहूय कान्ताम् नवसङ्गमह्रिया विषङ्गिताम् कङ्कणभूषिते करे प्रगृह्य शय्यामधिवेश्य रामया रेमेऽनुलेपाप्रण पुण्यलेशया आहूय कान्दाम् नवसङ्गमह्रिया विषङ्गिताम् कङ्कणभूषिते करे प्रगृह्य शय्यामधिवेश्य रामया रेमेऽनुलेपार्पण पुण्यलेशया सानङ्गदत्तप्तकुचयोरुरसस्तदाप्ष्णो जिघ्रन्दनन्दचरणेन रुचो मृजन्ति दोर्भ्याम् स्तनान्तरगदम् परिरभ्य कान्द आनन्दमूर्तिमजहादधि दीर्घतापम् सैवम् कैवल्यनाथम् तु प्राप्य दुष्प्रापमीश्वरम् अङ्गराङ्ग अङ्गरागार्पणेनाहो दुर्भगेद अयाचत आहोष्यतिदाम्यः प्रेष्टा दिनानि कतिचिन्मया रमस्वानुत्सहे त्यक्तुम् सङ्गम् देम्बुरुहेक्षण तस्यै कामवरम् दत्त्वा मानयित्वा च मानदा सहोद्धवेन सर्वेषा स्वधामागमदर्चितम् दुराराध्यम् समाराध्य विष्णुम् सर्वेश्वरेश्वरम् यो गृणीदे मनोग्राह्यम् असत्त्वाल् कुमनीश्यसौ अक्रूरभवनम् कृष्ण स സഹ രാമോദ്ധവ പ്രഭു കിഞ്ചിൽ ചികീർഷേൻ പ്രാഗാ അക്കുരഴ പ്രേകാമ്യയ സദാ നരവര ശ്രേഷ്ഠാനാരാദ് വീക്ഷ സുഭാന്തവാൻ പ്രത്യുത്ഥായ പ്രമുദിത പരിഷദ്ധ്യാഭ്യനന്ദത നനാമ കൃഷ്ണം രാമം ച സദൈരപ്യഭിവാദിത പൂജയാമാസ വിധിവൽ കൃതാസന പരിഗ്രഹാൻ പാദാമനേജനീരാഭോദാരയം ചിരാ ശിരസാ നൃപ അർഹണി നമ്പരി ദിവ്യേർ സ്രഗന്ധ സ്രഗ്ഭൂഷണോത്തമൈ അച്യുത്വാശിരസാനമ്യ പാദാവംഗഗതോ മൃജൻ പ്രശ്രയാവനതോ ക്രൂര കൃഷ്ണരാമാവഭാഷത ദിഷ്ട്യാ പാപോഹതകം സ സാനുഗോവാമിദം കുലം ഭവദ്ഭ്യാമുദ്രിതം കൃച്ച ദുരന്താ ച സമേധിതം യുവാം പ്രധാന പുരുഷോ ജഗദ്ധേതു ജഗന്മയോ ഭവദ്ഭ്യാം ന വിനാ കിഞ്ചിൽ പരമസ്തി ന ചാപരം ആത്മസൃഷ്ടമിദം വിശ്വം അനാവശ്യ സശക്തിഭി ഈയതേ ബഹുദാ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ശ്രുതപ്രത്യക്ഷഗോചരം യഥാ ഹി ഭൂതേഷു ചരാചരേഷു മഹ്യാദയോ യോനിഷു ഭാന്തിനാനാം ഏവം ഭവാൻ കേവലം ആത്മയോനി ആത്മാത്മതന്ത്രോ ബഹുദാ വിഭാതി സൃജസ്യ ധോലുംബസി വാസി വിശ്വം സൃജസ്തമസ്സത്വഗുണൈ സ്വശക്തിഭി സ്നബധ്യസേ തൽഗുണകർമ്മഭിർവാ ജ്ഞാനാത്മനസ്ത്വേ കുജ ബന്ധഹേതു ദേഹാദ്വിഭാദേര നിരൂപിതത്വാ ദിഭ്രവോ ഭവോ ന സാക്ഷാദ്ഭിത ആത്മനസ്യാൽ അതോ നബന്ധസ്വദൈവ മോക്ഷം സ്യാതാം നികാമസ്ത്വൈനോ വിവേക ത്വയോദിതോയം ജഗദോഹിതായ യഥായഥാ വേദപദ പുരാണ ബാധ്യത ഭാഗണ്ഡപദൈരസദ്ഭി സദാ ഭവാൻ സത്വഗുണം വിഭർത്തി സത്വം പ്രളോദ്യ വസുദേവഗൃഹേ വസുദേവഗൃഹേ അവതീർണ സ്വാംശേന ഭാരമവനേതുമിഹാസി ഭൂമേ അക്ഷൗഹിണീ ശതവധേന സുരേതരാംശ രാജ്ഞാ മമുഷ്യജ കുലശേഷോ വിതന്വൻ അദ്ദേശ നോ വത്സതയ ഖലു ഭൂരിഭാഗ യ സർവദേവാപിതൃഭൂത നൃദേവമൂർത്തി യൽ പാദശൌചസലിലം ത്രിജഗൽ പുനാനി സത്വം ജഗദ്ഗുരുമഥോക്ഷതയാ പ്രവിഷ്ടാ കപ്പണ്ഡിതസ്തുതപരം ശരണം സമീയാത് ഭക്തപ്രിയാദൃതഗിര സുഹൃതകൃതജ്ഞാൻ സർവാൻ ദദാത് സുഹൃതോ ഭജതോഭികാമം ആത്മാനമപ്യുപജയാപജയോ നയസ്യ ദിഷ്ട്യാ ജനാർദ്ദന ഭവാനി ഹന പ്രതീതോ യോഗേശ്വരൈരഭി ദുരാപഗതി സുരേഷൈ ഛിന്ദ്യാശുന സൂത്രങ്ങളത്ര ദനാപ്തഗേഹദേഹാദിമോഹരശനാം ഭവദീയമായാം ശ്രീശുകോവാച ഇത്യർച്ചിത സംസ്തുതശ്ച ഭക്തേന ഭഗവാൻ ഹരി അക്രൂരം സംസ്കൃതം വാഹ ഗീർഭി സമോഹയന്നിവ ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച ത്വം നോ ഗുരുപിതൃവ്യശ്ച ശ്ലാഘ്യോ ബന്ധുശ്ച നിത്യതാ വയം ദുരക്ഷ്യാ പോഷ്യാശ്ച അനുകമ്പ്യാ പ്രജാഹിവ ഭവദ്വിതാ മഹാഭാഗാ നിഷേവ്യാർഹസത്തമ ശ്രേയസ്കാമേന്ദ്രനിത്യം ദേവാ സ്വാർത്ഥാന് സാധവ നഹ്യം മയാനി തീർത്ഥാനി ന ദേവാ മൃച്ഛിലാമയ നേ പുനരും ദുരുകാലേന ദർശനാദേവ സാധവ സ ഭവാൻ സുഹൃദാം വൈന്ന് ശ്രേയശ്രേയശ്ചികീർഷയ ജിജ്ഞാസാർത്ഥം പാണ്ഡവാനാം ഗച്ഛസ്വത്വം ഗജാഹ്വയം പിതരുപരദേ ബാല സഹമാത്രാ സുദുഃഖിത അനീത സുബരം രാജ്ഞ വസന്തമിതി ശുശ്രുമ തേഷു രാജാംബികാ പുത്രോ ഭ്രാതൃപുത്രേഷു ധീനതി സമോന വർത്തതേ നൂനം ദുഷ്പുത്ര വശകോന്ധദൃക് ഗച്ഛ ജാനീ തദ്വൃത്തമധുനാ സാധ്വ സാധുവ വിജ്ഞായ തദ്വിതാ സ്യാമോ യഥാശം സുഹൃതം ഭവേത് ഇത്യക്രൂരം സമാദിശ്യ ഭഗവാൻ ഹരിരീശ്വര സംഘർഷണോദ്ധവാഭ്യാം വൈ തഥാ സ്വഭവനം യയോ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ അഷ്ടചത്വാരിംശത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഏകാനപഞ്ചാശതമോ അധ്യായ ശ്രീശുകോവാച സഗത്വാ ഹസ്തിനപുരം പൗരവേന്ദ്രേശോങ്കിതം ദദർശ തത്രാംബികേയം സഭീഷ്മം വിധുരം പ്രധാം സഹ പുത്രം ച ബാൽഹീകം ഭാരദ്വാജം സ ഗൗതമം കർണം സുയോധനം ദ്രൗണിം പാണ്ഡവാൻ സുഹൃതോപരാൻ യഥാവതുപസംഗമ്യ ബന്ധുഭിർഗാന്തിനി സുധാ സംപൃഷ്ടസേ സുഹൃദ്വാർത്വം സ്വയം ചാപൃച്ഛത വ്യയം ഉവാസ കതിജിന്മാസാൻ രാജ്ഞോ വൃത്തവിവിൽസയ ദുഷ്പ്രജസ്യ അല്പസാരസ്യ ഖല ചന്ദാനുവർത്തിനാഹ തേജ ഓജോബലം വീര്യം പ്രശ്രയാ നിംശ സൽഗുണൻ പ്രജാനുരാഗം പാർത്ഥേഷു ന സഹദ്ഭിശ്ചികീർഷിതം കൃതം ച ധാർത്തരാഷ്ട്രാദ്യർ ഗരദാന അദ്യവേശലം ആചൗഖ്യോ സർവമേവാസ്മൈ പൃഥാ വിധുരമേവ ച പൃഥാ തു ഭ്രാതരം ഭ്രാതൃം അക്രൂരമുപസൃത്യതം ഉവാച ജന്മനിലയം സ്മരന്ത ശ്രുകുലേക്ഷണ അഭിസ്മരന്തി ന സൗമ്യ പിതരോ ഭ്രാതരശ്ച മേ ഭഗിന്യോ ഭ്രാതൃപുത്രാശ്ച ജാമയ സഖ്യമേവ ച ഭ്രാത്രയോ ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണശരണ്യോ ഭക്തവത്സല പൈതൃഷസേയാൻ സ്മരതി രാമാശ്ചാംബുരുഹേക്ഷണ സാ പത്മമധ്യ ശോചന്തി മൃഗാണാം ഹരിണീമിവ സാന്ദ്വൈ ശ്രീമാം വൈക്കേ പിതൃഹീനാംശ്ച ബാലകാൻ കൃഷ്ണകൃഷ്ണ മഹായോഗിൻ വിശ്വാത്മൻ വിശ്വഭാവന പ്രപന്നാം ബാഹി ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീഭിശ്ചാവസീദതീം
നുത്തോപദാംബോജാൽ പശ്യാമി ശരണം നണാം വിഭത്യാമ്യ മൃത്യു സംസാരം ഈശ്വരസ്യ അപവർഗീകാത്. നമഃകൃഷ്ണായ ശാന്തായ ശുദ്ധായ ബ്രഹ്മണേ പരമാത്മനെ യോഗീശ്വരായ യോഗായ ത്വമഹം ശരണം ഗതാ ശ്രീശുഭവാച ഇത്യനുസ്മൃത്യ സജനം കൃഷ്ണം ജഗദീശ്വരം പ്രാരുദ്ധ ദുഃഖിതാരാജൻ ഭവതാം പ്രപിതാമഹി സമദുഃഖ സുഖോക്രൂരോ വിദുരശ്ച മഹായേശ സാന്ത്വയാമാസ്തു കുന്ദ്യം തൽപുത്രോൽപത്തി ഹേതുഭി യാസ്യൻ രാജാനമഭ്യേത്യ വിഷമം പുത്രലാലസം അവദൻ സുഹൃതാം മധ്യ ബന്ധുഭി സൗഹൃദോദിതം അക്രൂരോവാച ഭോ ഭോ വൈചിത്രവീര്യത്തം കുരുണാം ഗുരുണാം കീർത്തിവർദ്ധന ഭ്രാതരുപരദേ പാണ്ഡവാധുനാസനമാസ്തിത ധർമ്മേണ ബാലയ നൂർവിം പ്രജാശീലേ രണഞ്ജയൻ വർത്തമാന സമസ്വേഷു ശ്രേയ കീർത്തിമവാപ്സ്യസി അന്യദാത്വാചരം ലോകിഗ്രഹിതോ യാസ്യസി തമാ തസ്മാൽ സമത്വേ വർത്തസ്വ പാണ്ഡവേഷു ആത്മജേഷു ച നേഹജാത്യന്ത സംവാസക്രഹ്യജൽ കേണജൽ സഹ രാജൻ സ്വേനാഭിദേഹേന കിമോ ജയാത്മജാതിഭി ഏക പ്രസൂയതേ ജന്തു ഏക ഏവ പ്രളീയതേ ഏകോനുഭുങ്ക്തേ സുഹൃതമേവ ഏകമേവ ച ദുഷ്കൃതം അധർമോപചിതം വിത്തം ഹരന്ത്യേ അന്യാൽപമേ തസാ സംഭോജനീയാപദേശേ ജലാദിവ ജലൌകസ പുഷ്ണാദി യാനധർമ്മേണ സബുദ്ധ്യാതമ പണ്ഡിതം തേ കൃതാർത്ഥം പ്രഹിണന്തി പ്രഹിന്നന്തി പ്രാണാരായ സുധാദയ സ്വയം കിൽഭിഷമാദായ ദൈസ്ത്യക്കോനാർത്ഥ ഗോവിത സിദ്ധാർത്ഥോ വിശത്യന്തം സുധർമ്മ വിമുഖസ്തവ തസ്മാ ലോമം രാജൻ സ്വപ്നമായ മനോരഥം വീക്ഷയ്യാത്മാനമാൽപാനം സമസ്യാന്തോ ഭവ പ്രഭോ ധൃതരാഷ്ട്രോ വാച യഥാ വദതി കല്യാണിം വാചം ദാനപദേ ഭവാൻ തഥാനയാന തൃപ്യം വിമർത്യ പ്രാപ്യ യഥാവതം തഥാപി സുനൃതോ സൗമ്യ ഹൃദി നസ്തി യഥേ ചലെ പുത്രാനുരാഗവിഷമേ വിദ്യൻ സൗദാമിനി യഥാ ഈശ്വരസ്യ വിധിം കോനു വിധിനോത്യന്യഥാ ഭൂമാൻ ഭൂവോ ഭൂമേർ ഭാരാവതാരായ യോതീർണോ യദോ കുലേ യോ ദുർവിമർശമതയ നിജമായ ഏതം സൃഷ്ട്വാ ഗുണാൻ വിഭജതേ തദനു പ്രവിഷ്ട തസ്മൈ നമോ ദുരോപദ വിഹാരതന്ത്രം സംസാര ചക്രഗതിയേ പരമേശ്വരായ ശ്രീശുകുവാച ഇത്യഭിപ്രതിനപദേ അഭിപ്രായം സയാദവ സുഹൃദ്ഭി സമജ്ഞാനം പുനരുദ്യപുരീമകാൽ ശശംസ രാമകൃഷ്ണാഭ്യാം ധൃതരാഷ്ട്രവിജേഷ്ഠിതം പാണ്ഡവാൻ പ്രതിഗൗരവ യഥാർത്ഥം പ്രഷിത സ്വയം ഇത് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ ഏകോനപഞ്ചാശതമോധ്യായം സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ.
ചേതോദർപ്പണമർജനം വവമഹ നവാഗ്നിനിർവാപണം കൈതവചന്ദ്രികാവിതരണം വിദ്യാവധൂജീവനം ആനന്ദാംബുദിവർദ്ധനം പ്രതിപദം പൂർണാമൃതാസ്വാദനം സർവാത്മസ്വപനം പരം വിജയതേ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണസങ്കീർത്തനം നാമകാരി ബഹുദാ നിജ സർവശക്തി സ്മരണേന കാല ഏതാദൃശീ തവ കൃപാ ഭഗവൻ മമാഭി ദുർദൈവമീദൃശമിഹാജനുരാഗാഹീഷുനീചേനീസഹിഷ്ണുനീയമാനദേന കൃത്തനീയ സദാഹരി നധനം നജനം നസുന്ദരീം കവിതാം വാ ജഗദീശകാമയേ മമ ജന്മനി ജന്മനീശ്വരീ ഭവതാ ഭക്തിരഹൈതുകി ത്വയി അയി നന്ദതനൂജ കിങ്കരം പതിതാ മാം ശമേ ഭവാംബുദൌ കൃപയാ പാദ പങ്കജ സ്ഥിതധൂളീ സദൃശം ചിന്തയാ നയനം ഗളദശുധാരയാം വദനം ഗദ്ഗദരുദ്ധയാ ഗിരാ പുളകേർണചിതം കദാ വപുഃ തവ നാമ ഗ്രഹണേ ഭവിഷ്യതി ഇതം നിമേഷേണ ചക്ഷുഷാ പ്രാവിശായിതം ശൂന്യായിതം ജഗത്സർവം നിന്ദവിരഹേണ മേ ആശ്രിഷ്യ വാ പാദരതാം പിനഷ്ടു മാം അദർശനാമർമഹതാം കരോതു വാ യഥാ തഥാ വാ വിദധാതുലം പ്രതോ മൽപ്രാണനാഥാസ്തു നയേവ നാപരാം.
So when Uddhava came back from Vrindavanam to Mathura, one day Krishna went with Uddhava to Sairandri's home. Remember? Trivakra or Kubja. To her home, Krishna went there with Uddhava. And Sairandri received Krishna and Uddhava very well and arranged everything so nicely for
a very good reception for Krishna and Uddhava. And Sairandri requested that Krishna should stay there for a few days. And accordingly, Krishna and Uddhava stayed in Sairandri's house for some time. And afterwards, Sairandri was given all the blessings from there. And Melpattur says there that a son was born from Krishna for Sairandri, who is called Upashloka. That's his name. Upashloka is the name to him. So, then afterwards, with Uddhava, Krishna goes to Akrura to see Akrura. Akrura also, for a very, very long time, is waiting for Krishna to come. Krishna to come. So, whether when Krishna went to Akrura's house or when he went to Sairandri's house, as he said before, or when was sucking the breast of Putana, drinking the milk from Putana, or in the Rajasuyam sacrifice when Shishupala was killed, even at that time, or while dancing with the gopis in Rasalila, in Rasa dance, or with Arjuna in the chariot while in the Mahabharata war, in all these things, Krishna had same state, no change at all. That not only that, some of the things what Krishna has done, in Rajasuyam sacrifice, Krishna asked Yudhishthira, what's my service here? What is Krishna's service? The whole Rajasuyam is to glorify Krishna. So what service is he expected? So when Rajasuyam, when Yudhishthira didn't answer that, Krishna says to Yudhishthira that I look after all the guests, like we have VIP guest. Same thing. So he was in charge of the VIP reception. Krishna was in charge of the VIP guest reception. So, anyway, what Krishna's VIPs are different than the VIPs what we get in this world, that we should never forget. Krishna's VIPs are all the rishis, the sages, the great devotees, jnanis, yogis. These are Krishna's devotees. Our politicians, businessmen, and all whom you can think of in this modern age, they are the difference. That's the difference in the VIPs level. So, Krishna was happy to have this reception to the VIPs because Krishna says, washing their feet himself, all those rishis, washing their feet, to show to us, to teach the world how to honor great personalities. That's what it is. So, these rishis used to come, Krishna used to wash their feet and drink the water from them. Agastya Maharshi, Bharadwaj, all the listed there, Shukha Brahmarshi, every one of them in the Rajasuyam. So, while doing that, in one instance you can see there that Krishna was helping them in every possible way. All the visitors who had come there, what it's saying is, you will see in Bhagavad Gita one verse, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Amrita Savayasicha. If you have Bhagavad Gita, have a look at that verse. What Krishna is saying. That who is Krishna? That is what you have to understand there. That's why Bhagavad Gita's importance. I think it's the fourth or fifth chapter. If you have in English. Or it's one there. Yeah, that's it. Okay. It's okay. Brahmano hi pradishtaham amradasya vayasya shashwadasya dharmasya sugasya gandhiyasya cha. That's that verse. Brahmano hi pradishtaham amradasya vayasya cha
ശാശ്വതസ്യ ച ധർമ്മസ്യ സുഖസ്യ ഏകാന്തികസ്യ ച. And I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is the constitutional position of ultimate happiness, which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal. Krishna is saying there that Brahman is not separate from him. Brahmanohi pratishtaham. Brahman is me, not different from me. Pratishta. Brahmanohi pratishtaham. And which is the constitutional position of ultimate happiness. That means, in any state, Brahman never experiences anything different. Krishna is Brahman, isn't it? Purna Brahman. Ahobhagyam, ahobhagyam, nandagopa, vrajavagasam, enmitram, paramanandam, purna Brahman sanadhanam. Who says? Brahma says. Lord Brahma says about Krishna. He is purna Brahman himself. So purna Brahman, in whichever condition it is, it will remain as Brahman. What is the nature of Brahman? Nature of Brahman is unaffected by the modes of nature. And only when one is unaffected by the modes of nature, one can act like the way Krishna has acted. Is it not? That means that while washing the feet of the rishis and sages, or doing any menial services, at the same time, able to perform activities which is beyond our imagination, like the Arjuna's charioteer and instructing Arjuna about the knowledge of the transcendental life in the middle of the battlefield, and give a promise to everybody that I will not take any weapon in the Mahabharata war, still fully confident that he will win that war. One side. Other side, you have seen there that also that while killing Putana and while killing Kamsa, all the time, because he is Brahman, that is why there is no change in him. Because he is the Brahman. That is why it is so important. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. That I am always situated in the platform of Brahman. Krishna is situated, therefore he is Brahman. Because he is situated in the platform of Brahman, he is always Brahman. He is not different. Isn't it? So therefore, that realization you will see coming through all the activities. When we are acting in this world, what happens? Ragadvesham kartrutva bhoktrutvam takes over everything. Is it not? That is why we are not Brahman. We are like this the way we are. So, what we understand from here is that when Sairandri offered worship to Krishna, people ask all kinds of questions about this. Why Krishna goes to Sairandri's house? Like Parikshit asked the question, why he had relationship with the gopis like this? Same thing. So important thing to realize that when great personalities, that is what Shubramarshi clarified there in the Bhagavatam, there itself. Isharanam vajas satyam. What they say is important, not what they do. They will do things which is beyond our imagination. We can't even, our morality, we should not impose on them in all these situations. And we have to know this, that Ishranam Vajas Satyam, what we have, our duty is to follow their instructions, not to imitate them. We are not capable of imitating them. Rudra Abdijo Visham, it says, that Lord Mahadeva, Lord Shiva, taken the poison and swallowed it, isn't it? Halahala poison from the, well, churning the milk ocean. He could do that. We can't do that. So, when Sri Parvati is sitting on naked in Mahadeva's lap, and Lord Shiva is instructing great rishis about the knowledge of the transcendental life, Sri Narada Maharshi and four Kumaras, they are sitting and listening from Lord Shiva, while Sri Parvati is sitting on the lap of Shiva. And so we can't put up, that's not the mistake what Chitrakedu did, for which he had to pay a heavy price. He has to accept the body of a Vritrasura later, but because he was a devotee, he didn't suffer from that. He got liberated after that, freed himself. But this mistake can happen always. We try to bring our mundane morals and try to impose them on great souls, great personalities like Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna, everybody. And that same thing happened here also with Sairandri. Many people say that why Krishna has a relationship with Sairandri like that, is that proper? And people question all these kind of things. So whatever it may be, what is important to know is that she went to Sairandri's house, no change in his position as the Antaryami, as Brahman of everybody. So even though Sairandri has approached Krishna to fulfill her desires by being in union with Krishna, and from that, when great personalities have a relationship, there will be great souls will be born from there. Upashloka was born from Krishna's relationship with Sairandri. That's how we have to see it. We don't have any, we have no right to evaluate Krishna's activities. That is not going to get anywhere. So similarly, Krishna went to Sairandri's house, accepted the worship. Then he went to Akrura's house and accepted the worship as well, equally, without any difference. Later on in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find another story when he went to Shrutadeva and Bahulashwa, a king and a very poor Brahmana. Same time, he went to both the houses and accepted their worship both from both houses at the same time. So, the idea behind all this is that that in both places, Krishna went there and accepted the worship there, and to show to us that whether he is a poor Brahmana, who is our Shuddhadeva, or a very rich and opulent king like Bahulashwa, as far as Krishna is concerned, there is no Bheda Buddhi in him. He is not thinking, what would we have done? Buddha sir told the Brahmana, he has nothing to offer. Why should we go there? The big check will come from Bahulashwa. So rather we go to Bahulashwa. Shuddhadeva won't give us anything. Probably not even a glass of water. Why should we go to? But for Krishna, it is not like that. He is not seeing people through our eyes. We see through people through ragadvesham. That ragam dvesham is there. Therefore, we look at it different way. So, that is why it is said there that without any difference between Shuddhadeva and Bahulashwa and poor person or rich person, without any difference, same time to both the houses he visited, then to show to us that that Brahma bhava, that I am Brahman, that Brahman realization in a person, that's what happens. When Brahman realization happens, these differences goes from inside. So in order to show to us, that is why Shukha Brahmarshi explained that in the Bhagavatam. For this reason, to make us understand what will happen to a person after, in the realized state. There is no better example than Krishna. He is always in the realized state, isn't it? So that's pure situation, Brahmasmi stage. So, when Akrura paid his, offered his worship to Krishna, Akrura fell at Krishna's lotus feet and paid his obeisances and prayed to Krishna that, please break up all my connections with this world. This was the prayer. If you look at the 49th chapter, you will see Akrura saying this too. This is how a personality like Akrura spoke to Krishna. 49th chapter. You will find Akrura's statement. Yathabhi. Yeah. Dhrashtra says there, isn't it? Yeah. Putrani Ragavishame Vidin South Edhami Sunada Some Hridina Siyade Chale. You can read there some of the things what Akrura mentions there in his conversation with Krishna. He says there that if you look at Akrura's Sri Shuka Vaja, that is the chapter 49 chapter. Bobo, verse 9, 17. Bobo Vajitra Viryatvam Kurunam Kirti Vardhana. Sorry, before that.
Look into 48th chapter, verse 27. Dishtya janardana bhavanihana pradidau yogeshwareira viduravagadi svareshaihi chindyashuna sudakalatra dhanapta geha dehadi moham ashanam bhavadiyamayam. This is how Akrura said to Krishna. Dishtya janardana bhavanihana pradidau Yogeshwarairabi durabhagadi sureshaihi chindyashuna sudakalatra dhanapta geha deha abhimoharashanam bhavadiyamayam. Due to your maya, that attachment is there towards wife, children, money, friends, home, and to this body. That's what he's saying. Suda kalatram dhanam apta geham deham. Adi. That attachment is called moham, illusion. Ashanam bhavadiyamayam. To break that away, that is what Akrura has asked Krishna. So Akrura's prayers were like that. And when Krishna heard that, this prayer from Akrura, he liked it. He liked that prayer. Because at least Akrura was not asking for anything else. That pleased Krishna. And he was saying here, that to break up all connections with the world, isn't it? Kunti Devi also said the same thing. To break up all the connections from inside. Sneha Pasha Mimam Chindi Dridam Pandushu Vrishnishu. Pandavas and the Vrishnis, I have bodily relationship, and due to that bodily attachment. If you can break that, that is the greatest help I would like to have. So, Akrura, you have to remember, is his father's younger brother, Akrura. So, when he said that, Krishna said, I'll think about it later. We'll look at that later. Right at this moment, if I break all your attachment, I won't get the job done. I've come here with a purpose. Purpose was this. Please go to Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi's home. And inquire about their welfare. I want to know what is going on there. And there's nobody here whom I can trust to find out that. And there's nobody better than you to do this as well. And after all, she is your sister as well. So she is your sister, isn't it, Kunti Devi? And suppose when Akrura said you should break up all connections, when Akrura is praying like this, Krishna is seeing how to make that connection stronger. This is how it is. With Krishna, it is always like that. Then you say to Krishna something, he will do exactly opposite. So here, Akrura is saying that please break up all my connections with all the family members. Like Sneha. That's what he said there. Chindyashu na suta kalatra dhana apta geha dehadi moharashana bhavadiyamayam. Due to your maya, all this is happening, these connections like this. When she is saying that, relieve me from this, your maya, illusion, Krishna tightens the maya a little bit more. When he said like that to him, is it not? So here you can see, though, so Krishna gave more opportunity to a better opportunity to strengthen that relationship for Akrura with Kunti Devi and others. So, why is it like that? That's the question then, isn't it? Why did Krishna do like that? Krishna's point is, if you are associating with people who are serious in Krishna consciousness, which Kunti Devi is, their association you should not break. It's always good. That's an important lesson there. If you look into the third canto, you will see this. Krishna saying this. Association with those people who will drag you down in this world to
material life, that association
is what Krishna is telling you to break. Not all the association with all the world. Krishna is saying, if you look at the third canto, in the 23rd chapter, you'll find a verse there about this. Who says this? Devahuti says there at that time to Kabila Maharshi, when he was Kabila Upakhyanam, that is when it is happening. He says, 55 verse, Sangoya Samsrader Hedu Asat Suvihido Dhyaha Sa Eva Sadhu Shukrudo Nisangatvaya Kalpade. That's the verse. Sangoya Samsrader Hedu Asat Suvihido Dhyaha. Asat Sangam, that means people who are not interested in spiritual life, who are not, does not take any interest in spiritual activities. They are asat, or that means only interested in mundane life and material happiness. Asat su hidodhiya, their asat, if you associate, it is bad. Sango ya samsade hedu, but if you have sangam towards those people who are engaged in spiritual life, for them, sa eva sadhu shikrado nisangatvaya kalpade. If you associate with such people, nisangatvam will come. Nisangatvam means that you will free from the problems coming from sangam. Sangam brings ragadvesham. So, sadhu shukradeshu nisangatvaya kalpade. If you associate with sadhus, nisangatvam will come from that. Salsangatve nisangatvam. That is the principle. Vajagovindam prayer says that. Salsangatve nisangatvam. So, in order to nisangatvam to happen, salsangam is necessary. And that is Krishna's principle. That is what he is saying there also. Nisangatvaya kalpate. Sangoya samsadar hedu. Sadhusu nisangatvaya kalpate. And that principle Krishna has applied here. So, instead of breaking up the connection with Kunti Devi, Krishna is saying to Akrura indirectly, go to Kunti Devi. That association will actually help you, not destroy you. It will only create Nisangata inside, Nisangatvam. So if you associate with Sadhu Sukrita Nisangatvaya Kalpade, if you associate with sadhus or devotees or advanced in spiritual life, then due to that, no problem will happen due to that. But if you associate people who are mundane, interested in mundane life and mundane enjoyment or material life and material enjoyment, that will eventually degrade you and drag you down. And drag you down. It's a strong warning there. So practically Krishna is saying to Akrura, don't associate with Shatadhanyo and Kritavarma, which he did later. Isn't it? In the Samantaka jewel, you can see that episode, what happened to Akrura. Akrura made a big blunder, even though Krishna taught him at this time. So association with Kunti Devi is good, but association with Shatadhanyo and Kritavarma, it is not good. That is the point. That is what Krishna is instructing through that. Whatever it may be, that because Krishna told Akrura to go and see Kunti Devi, he had to go. When he got there, he could see what was happening there. All the Pandavas and the Kunti Devi, they were in great distress. And Kunti Devi spoke about everything what was happening there. Then one after the other, the different things what Duryodhana and the Kauravas, they were trying to completely annihilate them from this world. Apandavayam, it says, to completely wipe out this Pandava family from this world, and they were organizing various things to destroy them. So, and finally Kunti Devi says there that I have no other hope except Krishna. If he doesn't help, I'm finished. I have nothing I can do about it. You will see there in the 49th chapter what she said there, that in the Sa Patna Madhyam
Shochanti mriganam harinim iva sandvayishyati mam vake pitrahinamscha balakan. Sabatnamadye shochanti mriganam harinim iva sandvayishyati mam vake pitrahinamscha balakan. These children who have no father, who Pandavas, they had no father, and Vriganam Harinimiva, we are living among these people just like among the jackal, among the, wolves, among the jackal, among the wolves. Vriganam Harinimiva, like a deer among the pack of wolves, that's our life in this world now. Saying all these things, Kundi Devi spoke about this, that among hundreds of talking about the Kauravas, Duryodhana and the gang there, who are there, that in the middle of those wolves, we are just like I am a mother here, like a mother deer with all its babies, standing in the middle of that. That is my situation. Like this, Kunti Devi spoke to Akrura. And does Krishna not know these things? He asked Akrura. Kunti Devi asked this to Akrura. When Akrura heard that, it did disturb his mind. He got disturbed from that. So, Krishna has not told Akrura that you should give instructions to Dhritarashtra. Krishna has not told him that. But Akrura thought himself, now that the situation is like that, is it fair on my part to go back without saying anything about it? So he took the opportunity to talk to Dhritarashtra about this. And he told him that think about the situation, how it is getting very deteriorated day by day. And he thought about this and decided to act something about that. So he thought that that would be the right thing to do, because he had little reservation. If he says something to Dhritarashtra, probably it may react in a different way. You are only a representative there. You are not in a position to. And Dhritarashtra is a king, and all these people, Duryodhana and Dushasana and many others in the family, in the palace, the Kshatriya's way of life is totally different. You just have to understand that first, how they mutually treat each other, and that you will see in Mahabharatam in many, many places. Lot of wealth, great control on people, and tremendous desire for power. This is what in their nature. And that is why you will notice this in Mahabharatam, as little bit in the Bhagavatam as well. So to go and to tell them to act properly, they wouldn't like it. They are not going to take your words very seriously. And like the way they did to Vidura, they threw him out from the palace, isn't it? When Vidura tried to give them some proper direction, instructions, what did they say? Get rid of him from there. Duryodhana ordered that. So Akrura knows that it is not a good place to be, but still Krishna had sent him here to talk to us, find out what is going on, and he had come and spoken to Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi has told him what is happening with her and the children, and in this instance he thought about this before he leaving, should I talk to Dhritarashtra or not? How will it come back to me? How will they react to it, the situation? But he decided to talk as a proper representative. He told Dhritarashtra openly that Pandu's sons and your sons, they should be treated equally. You should treat them as equal. They are not different. Just because Pandu died and left the body doesn't mean that they should be thrown away. I have understood that Pandu's children are not treated very well, and they are not looked after very well, and I will go back and I will report this to Krishna, what I have seen here, he said. And you also know that Krishna is very concerned about Pandu's children, means Pandavas, Kunti Devi and her children. Krishna is very concerned about them. So don't take it for granted that things will be finished with this visit. It can go further. It can go further than that. So if you are not able to control your children and look after Pandu's children properly, then you may have to accept whatever destiny brings later. You should be prepared for that. A mild warning, in a very nice way, Akrura handed over to Dhritarashtra. So openly he spoke to him. Dhritarashtra is a person, is a character, and so on, isn't it? So Dhritarashtra is such a nice person. If you go and talk to him something, he will tell you, he will appreciate for everything what you have said. And he will admire your wisdom. And he will tell you, you are so nice person coming and telling me everything. Everything is good, he will say. Only thing, he won't listen to you. Anything, that is the way he is. So you can see, he says, look at the way Dhritarashtra is answering that in the 49th chapter. If you look at 26th verse, Dhritarashtra uvacha, yada vadadi kalyanim, vacham danapade bhavan, tadhanaya na trupyami, martya prape yatha amrutam. When I hear this nectar from you, he said, when I hear this nectar from you, what shall I suppose to say? Because I know very well, he says, whatever you say will be auspicious things. He won't say anything. And he says, how nice it is to sit and listen to you, what you are saying, he says. So sometimes he says, Vidura also talks to me in the same way, very nicely. But let me tell you one thing, he says, whether Vidura tells me or you are telling me, whoever tells me, even though I would like to do all that, what they tell me to do, I am not able to do it, he said. I am not able to do it. I am not able to follow that. That is when in Mahabharata, it is at this stage, he says, Janami dharmam, najame pravrti. Janami adharmam, najame nivrti. Where he says, showing his helplessness. I know what is dharmam, but I am not able to do it. I know what adharmam is, irreligiosity is, but I am not able to follow that. Why? Because some force from inside is forcing me to act in this way. Just to show how helpless most of us are in this world. Sometimes you know that you are doing the wrong thing, but circumstances forces you to act in a particular way. And Dhritarashtra was not different. He is saying the same thing. Janami dharmam nachame nivrti. Adharme pravrti. Janami adharmam nachame nivrti. He says. So that's exactly what he told him also. Even though it is adharmam, it is against the principles, my son Duryodhana, when he tells me something, I am unable to tell him, no, we shouldn't do that. I am unable to tell my son, look at the householder's misery. Lot of times this happens. Father gets pushed by the son to engage in something wrong. And father finds it difficult to tell the son, no, I am not going to do that. Just to please the son, father goes along with it. Father goes along with it. So that's what has happened here also. So now if it happens that Krishna takes the side of the Pandavas and he joins them, and if he decides to kill my children, what can I do? After all, he is God, isn't it? He says, and whatever Krishna does, he is Supreme Lord. Whatever he does, he is Ishvara. So all I can do is to tolerate that. So look at what he says there. Yo, 29. Yo durvimarsha pataya nijamaya yedam srishtva gunan vibhajade tadanu pravishtaha tasmai namo duravabhoda vihara tantra samsara chakragadaye parameshwaraya tasmai namo duravabhoda vihara tantram. Talking about Krishna. Who can understand Krishna's activities? It is duravam duravabhodam. That means it's coming from such a way that it's impossible to know it. Duravabhodam. Vihara tantram. All the techniques what Krishna is applying here. Because it is in the material existence, samsara chakram. Samsara chakra gadaye parameshwaraya. His activities in this maya, who can respond to that? So there is a saying that Akrura understood when Dhritarashtra said this. Akrura understood. the situation well. There's no point in talking anymore further. It's nothing is going to change. One nephew, uncle was chastising him. So the nephew says to uncle, "Don't beat me, I'm not going to change," he said. It's something similar to that. Something similar to that. So whatever that has happened at Dhritarashtra's place, all that has happened, as it is what has happened there, everything, Akrura came back and reported to Dhritarashtra, everything as it is. And he told him that, and told Krishna that something has to be done for the Pandavas. And when Akrura mentioned that, Krishna spoke to Balaram and they had a mutual discussion about it, what the situation is. But before that, something else was happening there. Before they could do something about the Pandava situation, what was happening was that when they were thinking about it, what should be done about the Pandavas, it was at that time in Mathura, now that Krishna has killed Kamsa, and Ugrasena has become the king, and he has saved a lot of people from the miseries of Kamsa. It was at that time that Kamsa's wives, who were the daughters of Jarasandha, they have gone and reported about what has happened to Kamsa. So Jarasandha decided to attack Mathura at that time. That is the first time, and Jarasandha has come to attack Mathura. So Krishna had to change everything from Pandavas now to deal with Jarasandha. So that is the next one chapter. We'll read that and then we'll stop today. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम दशमस्कंधः उत्तरार्धः पञ्चाशतमोऽध्याय श्रीशुक उवाच अस्ति प्राप्तिश्च कंसस्य महिषो भरदर्शव मृदे भर्तरि दुःखार्थे यदस्मै दर्गृहान् पित्रे महदराजावाय जरासन्धाय दुःखिते वेदयान् चक्रतु सर्वमल्पवैधव्यकारणम् सदप्रियमाकर्ण्यम् शोकामर्षयितो नृप अयादवीम् महीम् कर्तुम् चक्रे परममुद्यमम् अक्षौहिणीभिर्विंशत्याम् तिसृभिश्चापि संवृताः यदुराजधानीम् मथुराम् निरुणन् सर्वतो दिशम् निरीक्षदल्बलम् कृष्ण उद्वेलमिव सागरम् सुभिरम् तेन समृद्धम् सुजनम् च वयाकुलम् चिन्तयामास भगवान् हरि कारणमानुषा तद्देशकालानुगुणम् स्वावतार प्रयोजनम् हनिष्यामि बलम् एतद्भुविसारम् भुविभारम् समाहितम् भागदेन समानीतम् वश्यानाम् सर्वभूभुजाम् अक्षौहिणीभिः सङ्ख्यातम् भट अश्वरथकुञ्जरै मागदस्तु न हन्तव्यो भूय कर्ता बलोद्यमम् एतदर्थोदारोऽयम् भूभारहरणाय मे संरक्षणाय साधूनाम् कृतोऽन्येषामथाय च अन्योऽपि धर्मरक्षायै देहसम्प्रियते मया विरामयाप्यधर्मस्य काले प्रभवद क्वचिल् एवम् ध्यायति गोविन्दमाकाशात् सूर्यवर्चसौ यथा उपस्थितौ सद्य ससूतौ सपरिचदौ आयुधानि च दिव्यानि पुराणानि यदृच्छया दृष्ट्वा तानि हृषिकेशा सङ्कर्षणमथा ब्रवीत् पश्चार्यव्यवसनम् प्राप्तुम् यदूनाम् तु अवदाम् प्रभो एष धीरतमायादो दैतान्यायुधानि च यानमासाय जिहेदद्वसनाल् स्वान् समुद्धर एतदर्थम् हिनौ जन्म साधूनामीश शर्मकृ त्रयोविंशत्यनीखाख्यम् पूर्वैर्भारमपाकरु एवम् सम्मन्द्रता शाखोदम् शिरौ रथिना पुरा निर्जन्म दुसायदाढ्यो बलेनाल्पीयसावृतौ शङ्खम् दद्मो विनिर्गत्य हरिर्दारु वसारथि तदोऽभूत्परसैन्यानाम् हृदि वित्रासवे पदौ तावाहमागतो वीक्ष्य हे कृष्णपुरुषाथमा न त्वया योद्धुमिच्छामि बालेनैकेन लज्जया गुप्तेन हि त्वया मन्द नयोत्सेया हि बन्धुहन् तव राम यदि श्रद्धायुध्यस्य धैर्यमुद्वह हि त्वा वामच्छरैचिन्नम् देहम् स्वर्यामि माम् जहि श्री भगवानुवाच न वै शूराविगतन्दे दर्शयन्देव पौरुषम् न गृह्णीमो वशोराजनाथुरस्य मूर्षद श्रीशुक उवाच जरासुदस्तावभिसृत्यमाधवौ महाबलौ गिनबिलीय सा वृणोल् ससैन्ययान द्विजवाचि सारथि सूर्यानलौ वायुरिवा अभ्ररेणुभि सुवर्णलालध्वजचिह्नितौ रथावलक्षयन्दौ हरिरामयोर्मृथे श्रियपुराटालगहर्म्यगोपुरम् समाशिदा सम्मुहुषु चार्दिदा हरिपरानीकवयो मुजाम्मुः शिलीमुखात्तुल्बणवर्षपीडितम् स्वसैन्यमालोक्य सुरासुरार्चितम् वेस्पूर्जया चङ्गशरासनोत्तमम् गृह्णन् निषङ्गाधुरसन्धदच्छरन् विकृष्य मुञ्चन् शितबाणपूर्गान् निघ्नन् रथान् कुञ्जरवाजिपतीन् निरन्तरम् युद्ध अलादचक्रम् നിർഭിന്ന കുംഭാഹരിണോ നിവേദു അനേകശോശ്വ ശരവക്ണഗന്ധര യഥാഹദാശ്വജ സൂതനായക പ്രധാതയ ഛിന്നം ജോലിഗന്ധര സംഛിദ്യമാന ദിപദേവഭാജിന ദിപദേഭവാജിന അംഗപ്രസൂതാശതശോസൃഗാപക ഉജാഹയ പുരുഷ ശീർഷകച്ഛവ ഹതദ്വിപദ്വിപഹയ ഗ്രഹാകുല കരോരു മീനാന്തരകേശ ശൈവല ധനുസ്തര അംഗായുധ ഗുൽമസംഗല ഗുൽമസംഗുല അച്യുഹിരികർത്തഭയാനക മഹാമണി പ്രവേഗാഭരണാശ്മ ശർക്കര പ്രവർത്തിതാപീതമയാവഹാമൃതേ മനസ്സിനാം ഹർഷകരീ പരസ്പരം വിനിഘ്നദാരീൻ മുസലേന ദുർമദൻ സംഘർഷണേന പരിമേയ തേജസ ഫലം തദങ്കാർണവ ദുർഗമൈരവം ദുരന്തവാരം മഹദേന്ദ്രപാലിതം ക്ഷയം പ്രണിതം വസുദേവ പുത്രയോ വിക്രീഡിതം തജഗതീശയോപരം ചിത്തിൽ ഭവാൻ തമ്പുവനത്രയസേയ സ്വമീഹതേനന്ദ ഗുണസ്വലീലയ നദസ ചിത്രം പരവക്ഷ നിഗ്രഹം സദാപി മർത്യാനവിധസ്യ വർണ്യതേ ജഗ്രാഹവിരതം രാമോജരാസന്തം മഹാവരം പദാനീകാവശിഷ്ടാസു സിംഹ സിംഹമിവൗജസ മധ്യമാനം ഹതാരാദിയും പാശേർവരണമാനുഷൈ വാരണമാനുഷൈ വാരയാമാസഗോവിന്ദസ്തേന കാര്യചികീർഷയ സമുക്തോ ലോകനാഥാഭ്യാം വ്രീണിതോ വീരസമ്മത തപസേ കൃതസങ്കല്പോ വാരിത പതിരാജവി ഓക്കേ പവിത്രാർത്ഥപതേർ നയനൈ പ്രാകൃതൈരവി സ്വകർമ്മബന്ധപ്രാപ്തോയി മധുമിസ്തേ പരാഭവ ഹതേഷു സർവാനീകേഷു നൃപോ ബാർഹദ്രതസ്തത ഉപേക്ഷിതോ ഭഗവത മകതാൻ ദുർമനായയോ ഭുകുന്തോപ്യക്ഷത ബാലോ നിസ്തീർണ അരിവബലാർണവ വികീര്യമാണ കുസുമേ ശ്രദ്ധശൈരനുമോദിത മാധുരൈരുപസംഗമ്യ വിജ്വരേമുദിതാത്മവി ഉപഗീയമാന വിജയസൂതമാഗതവന്ധിവി ശങ്കദുന്ധയോനേ ദുർഭരി ദുര്യാനേകഷ വീണാവ്യനുമൃതങ്കാനീ പുരം പ്രവശതി പ്രഭോ സിക്തമാർഗം കൃഷ്ണജനാം പതാകാവിരലംകൃതം നിർഘുഷ്ടാം ബ്രഹ്മഘോഷേണ കൗതുകാബദ്ധതോരണാം നിചീയമാനോ നാരേഭ്യർമാല്യദ്യക്ഷതാങ്കുരേ നിരീക്ഷമാണ സസ്നേഹം പ്രത്യുത്തിൽ കലിതലോചനൈ ആയോധനഗതം വിത്തമനന്ദം വീരഭൂഷണം യദുരാജായ തത്സർവമാഹൃതം പ്രാവിശത് പ്രഭു ഏവം സപ്തദശ കൃത്യസ്ഥാവത്യക്ഷോഹിണീ ഫലായുധേ മാഹതോ രാജ യദുബി കൃഷ്ണപാലിതൈ അക്ഷിണം സ്വദ്ബലം സർവം വൃഷ്ണയ കൃഷ്ണതേജസാഹദേഷു സ്വേഷ്വനീകേഷു ത്യക്തോ യാതിർഭിർ നൃപ അഷ്ടാദശമ സംഗ്രാമേ ആഗാമിനി തദന്തര നാരദ പ്രേഷിതോ വീരോ യവന പ്രത്യദൃശ്യത രുരോധ മധുരാമേത്യാത്ര സഭിർ തിസ്രഭിർ മ്ലേച്ഛ കോടി നൃലോകേ ചാ പ്രതിദ്വന്ദോ വൃഷ്ടിൻ ശുത്വാത്മ സംവിധാൻ തം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ചിന്തയിൽ കൃഷ്ണ സംഘർഷണ സഹായവാൻ അഹോയധുനാം വിചനം പ്രാപ്തം ഉഭയതോ മഹത് യവനോയം നിരുന്ധ്യസ്മാനദ്യ താവൻ മഹാബല മാഗതോപ്യദ്യവാശ്വേ വാ പരശ്വോ വാ ഗമിഷ്യതി ആവയോരിത് ത്വരസ്യാഗന്ധാജരാസ്തുത ബദ്ധൂൻ ബദ്ധിഷ്യത്യഥവ നേഷ്യതേ സുബിരംബിലി തസ്മാദത് വിധാസ്യാമോ ദുർഗം ദ്വിപദ ദുർഗമം തത്ര ജ്ഞാതീം സമാധായവനം ഖാദയാമഹേ ഇത് സമന്ദ്ര ഭഗവാൻ ദുർഗം ദ്വാദശയോജനം അന്തസമുദ്രേ നഗരം കൃത്സ്നാദ്ഭുതം അശീകരൽ ദൃശ്യതേത്ര ഹിത്വാഷ്ടം വിജ്ഞാനം ശൽപ്പമൈ ഗുണം രഥ്യ ചതുരവീതി വിരഥാ വാസ്തുവി നിർമ്മിതം സുരദ്രുമലയോധ്യാനം വിചിത്രോപവനാന്യുതം ഹേമശൃംഗേർ ദ്വിസ്പൃശ്വീ സ്പാടികാട്ടാളഗോപുരെ രാജതാരകുടേ കോഷ്ഠേർ ഹേമകുംഭൈരലംകൃതേ രത്നകുടേർ ഗൃഹേർ ഹൈർമേർ മഹാമരകതസ്ഥലൈ വാസ്പോഷ്പദീനാം ച ഗൃഹേർ ഒളഭീഭിശ്ച നിർമ്മിതം ചാതുർവർണ്യ ജനാകീർണം യതുദേവഗൃഹോല്ലസൽ സുധർമാം പാരിജാതം ച മഹേന്ദ്രപ്രാഹിനോദ്ധരേ യത്ര ചാവസ്ഥിതോ മർത്യോ മർത്യധർമ്മേർന്ന യുജ്യതേ ശ്യാമൈകകർണാൻ വരുണോ ഹയാൻ ശുക്ലാൻ മനോ ജവാൻ അഷ്ടോ നിധിപതി കോശാൻ ലോകപാലോ നിചോദയാൻ യദ്യത് ഭഗവതാർത്ഥമാധിപത്യം സുസിദ്ധയെ സർവം പ്രത്യർപ്പയാമാസു ഹരൗർഭൂമികതേ നൃപ തത്ര യോഗപ്രഭാവേണ നീത്വാ സർവജനം ഹരി പ്രജാപാലേന രാമേണ കൃഷ്ണ സമയമന്ത്രിത നിർജകാമ പുരദ്വാരാൽ പത്മമാലി നിരായുധ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണി പാരമംസ്യ സംവിധായം ദശസ്കന്ധേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ ദുർഗനിവേശനം നാമ പഞ്ചാശതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So we will stop there today. We'll have a little few minutes kirtan and then we can have prasad.